It's time for America's original favorite pastime. It's American Legion Baseball on your home for Northeast Kansas sports, Kansaland Radio. Kansaland Radio.
Some peanuts and Cracker Jack. I don't care if I never get back.
I don't mean it's a shame.
'Cause it's one, two, three strikes, you're out at the old ball game.
We welcome everyone to American Legion Baseball. We have entered the AA State Tournament here in Hiawatha, Kansas, down here at Noble Park. Crin and Prophet, Justin Fluke, all here with you today. We got two teams that we're covering here at the 2 o'clock mark. Of course, these teams were supposed to be originally played at 11 a.m. this morning. Here being moved up to 2 o'clock, we got Seneca Post 21 taking on Colby Post 3. 63. Here, just taking a quick overview over both these teams right now. Seneca 13-12 on the overall, 9-11 in the league. Colby Post 363, 15-9 on the overall coming in here today. Later on today as well, hopefully at 9:30, if the rain is able to make peace with us today, we'll also have Hiawatha later this afternoon and tonight, taking on Marysville again. That game looking at about 9:30. But our first game, first pitch here, getting on the way in a couple minutes. Lineups being announced on the field. Again, Colby Post 363 taking on Seneca Post 21. Taking a look here at Colby Post 363's lineup coming into today. Batting leadoff is Braxton Whittington. He'll be at second base. Eloy Rulis will be out in left field. He's at second. Batting third will be Braden Foss, and will be at shortstop. Max Kirstenbrock in center field. He will bat cleanup. Batting fifth will be Talon Andreessen, and he'll be at first base. Connor Surmeyer will be pitching for Colby Post 363, and he'll be batting sixth. Batting seventh is Keegan Glassman, DH. Tobin Curry is in right field. Talon Work will be at third base, and in quest will be Kason Stramel. We're going to get to the oath here, and the national anthem will be back here for the first pitch here on MSU Sports Radio Network.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
As the market president for the Seneca and Sabetha communities, I want to personally thank our customers for the trust you've placed in Community National Bank. This is Alan Meyer, and we are committed to supporting local farmers, businesses, families, and individuals with the financial tools and personalized services that help you succeed. Our dedicated team is here to guide you through all your banking decisions. Together, we will continue to grow and thrive in our local communities. Welcome home to Community National Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Life Care Center of Seneca has a dedicated in-house therapy rehab department that knows the importance of therapy. Our services include physical, occupational, and speech therapy. Life Care Center of Seneca collaborates with your medical team to continue the progress established for your personalized goals. We are available for short-term or long-term therapy services. Please come by and look at our success stories or check us out on Facebook. I'm Mary Pennington, occupational therapist. Life Care Center of Seneca, 512 Community Drive, Seneca, Kansas.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Planning a wedding, festival, or big event? Don't let the unexpected ruin your big day. With special event insurance from SBS Insurance, you're covered for cancellations, liability, and more, so you can focus on the celebration. Big moments deserve big protection. Call us today.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back here to the MSC Sports Radio Network. It's the American Legion Baseball State Tournament Double A here in Hiawatha, Kansas at Noble Park. Again, we just announced the Colby Post 363 lineup, coached by Austin Avalar. Again, quickly going back to the batting order, Withington, Rulis, Foss, Kersenbrock, Anderson, Surmeyer, Glassman, Curry, Work, and Stramel. It will be the flex player. So again, the 1-9 just mentioned. But here looking over Seneca Post 21, starting lineup here today. Leading it off will be Jack Mackey. He'll be playing third base as well. Batting second, playing shortstop, will be Evan Olberding. Batting third, Derek Wirtz will be out in left field. Batting cleanup, DH, will be Reese Garrity. Batting fifth, Levi Thomas. He will be catching for Seneca Post 21. Caden Peterson will be at first base. He will bat sixth. Batting seventh will be Camden Schmitz. He'll be pitching today. Carter Hike will be batting eighth, and he will be out in center field. And batting last will be Caleb Strothman, and he will be out in right field. So the flex player for Seneca Post 21 will be Charles Roddinghouse. He will be at second base. So for Seneca's defensive alignment here, Schmitz pitching, Thomas catching, Peterson at first, Roddinghouse at second, Mackey at third, Wirtz out in left, Hike in center, and Strothman out in right. First pitch here, nearly on the way. You're tuned in 92.1 KMZ. Credit Prophet Justin Sloop. Again, that first pitch is coming up here. 80 degrees, 6 mile per hour wind coming out of the south. Beautiful day. I know the wind's been pushing off, Sloop. What are we here to look for to in this upcoming matchup?
Well, first of all, just a tip of the hat and congratulations to all the great people that helped, you know, get the State Legion Baseball Tournament to Hiawatha before you even born, Crendon. I was broadcasting state tournaments for Legion here in Hiawatha in the early 2000s. Hiawatha had a really good summer baseball program back then over 20 years ago, so it's great to have this state tournament back at this beautiful site. And Noble Park looks pristine with all the rains that they've had to deal with in the last 24 hours and really the last week or so. You know, a lot of people putting a lot of time in to make this happen and make it possible, and especially here in the last 24 hours to get it up and ready and playable here today to try to get all these first-round games in and kind of keep things on schedule as much as possible. They've done a lot of extra work to this ball field and park over the last year. Of course, all the renovations and all the expansion that they have going on with that is pretty exciting as well. So it's a great time. Certainly awesome to have the state tournament for Legion back in Hiawatha. Looking forward to an exciting few days. We hope that everybody can get out and enjoy some of the action, enjoy this beautiful venue. And, you know, with the field being dry and a little breeze and temperature only 80, that's not bad for the last week or so of July for a game time temperature for an American Legion baseball game. So hopefully we can enjoy it. And, of course, us locally hoping that Seneca and Hiawatha both have a chance to make a run here in the State Legion Tournament here this weekend.
Well, before we jump onto the crazy train for our first game here, Colby Post 363 versus Seneca Post 21, let's go over our 2025 Legion Baseball sponsors here this season. Again, at the end of the game, we'll have our McDonald's and Hiawatha and Seneca Player of the Game, as well as we thank our other sponsors, System State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha, locally owned and operated for 118 years. Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. Kirkwood & Company, restaurant and sports bar in Highland, open 7 days a week with great specials. C&K Service, your independent tie dealer in Sabetha. C&K Service, helping you get there safely. Time TS Trucking of Sabetha, offering great employment packages and options for truck drivers. Here we get on the way again. Seneca set defensively here in this top of the first inning. Colby looking to get their batters hot with Withington coming up, batting second, Rulis, Foss third, and cleaning up Kersenbrock. What are some keys here for this matchup between these two teams?
Well, I think this is interesting because obviously in every sport, if you get to the state tournament, you got a pretty good squad, right? And they also talk about how you wipe out the records and they don't matter. But I think that's even more so important for an American Legion baseball tournament because let's be honest, we know all these teams that were here, and granted, most of them were in the state tournament last year as well, but most of these teams here have been without some players off and on throughout the season. I mean, these young men have such busy summers nowadays, so many camps and summer leagues and all the things going on. So there's no doubt that they bring their best team possible here to the state tournament. And it's likely that a lot of these teams maybe didn't have their best players available during the regular season for a lot of games. So you hope that we'll get to see kind of the best of the best, and each team will have their stars and their steadies ready to rock and roll here today, and hope in this double elimination tournament that they can continue and make a push on the winner's side of the bracket. So I think, you know, it might take a little bit for the teams to settle in here a bit, but I think we'll see some exciting and really good baseball over the next few days for sure.
And talking about schedules for both these teams against Seneca, post 21, 13-12 on the overall. Colby Post 3-6-3 is 15-9. The reason why here Seneca the higher seed is because it depends on the zone winners. Seneca post 21 coming out as the zone winner. They defeated Doniphan County 15-8. They also defeated them 17-5 in that zone 2 tournament, including that championship against them. And it's been a little bit of a rough year for Seneca. They start off great, 7-2 for the first 9 games. They won the 9-game losing streak, but in the last 7 games, they've been 6-1. So they're talking about a team that's heating up and heating up at the right time.
Colby Gamecocks. I see some Tyre, got some folks from Colby that have made their way. You know, Norton out here as well. There's some teams that have made some trips. It's nice for Hiawatha and Seneca, you know, not to have to travel after the last couple of years in Concordia, state tournament in Topeka. So that's the good thing this year for our local teams, but good to see some supporters. I was just checking out all the Gamecock attire out there as they support their team in the red top unis, and we're about underway.
And here's the first pitch on the way by Schmidt. First pitch there low to the right corner for ball number one against Braxton Withington. And first pitch outside, stepping quickly back in the box, Withington. Our eyes with the bat now back out of the zone for ball two.
Nice to have Hiawatha's own Jeff May getting to umpire the first game of the state AA Legion baseball tournament here today. Jeff May and Mike Galley is in the field calling the bases here in this first game.
Next pitch on the way, the 2-0 offering swung on high fastball right back for strike one. 2-1 count against Withington.
360 feet, so it's a really deep ballpark here at Noble. 340 to the gaps, 315 down the lines. As Crendon mentioned, not a lot of wins so far here today. It's humid.
Next pitch, this one, another high fastball swung on and fouled straight back again. That one, a dink off the roof. It's now a full, or even count of 2-2.
Yeah, good job by Schmidt. Kind of missed pretty bad on his first two deliveries, but now he's found a couple strikes. We'll see if he can find a way to retire the Colby leadoff hitter.
Schmidt, who's been a solid pitcher this year for Seneca. Here's the next offering outside to the left of the zone, and that will fill up the count, 3-2. Linton steps back in on the full count. Crowd in the back right of the box. Here's the offering. And that one's an inside fastball slice on out into left, but that's going to be a high glove catch out by Wirth. One up and one down for Colby Post, 3-6-3. And now Eloy Roulette up to bat next with on deck Braden Foss.
Withington struck that ball pretty well, but when we watched Wirtz out there in left field, he had it played to perfection because he barely had to take about one step in and pop that line drive, no sweat.
Just a nice, easy right glove raise. Next here's now Schmidt, the next offering, first offering to Roulette, and it is fouled off to the left side, strike one. Down the count early, 0-1 is Roulette.
Gave you the outfield dimensions. The other thing, of course, interesting about Hiawatha's field is that the grass infield, and especially with it being a little bit of damp and humidity, that ball is not going to travel through that infield grass very quickly here today.
Actually, fastball switches into the zone for strike number two. Down the count now, Eloy Roulette, the left fielder for Colby Post, 3-6-3. Down the 0-2, here's the pitch, and that one is sliced over the top of the second baseman, out into right field, picked up by Trothman. That goes down as a single for Eloy Roulette.
Yeah, pretty good. Down in the count 0-2 there, but took the lower zone pitch and just lifted it over the second baseman, Roddinghouse. So a base runner aboard with one out for Colby here in the top of the first inning.
Braden Foss, the shortstop for Colby Post 3-6-3. Now up to bat, Kirsten Brock on deck, and the hole, Anderson.
Mentioned Colby in the red top jerseys with white pants. Seneca has gray pants. They got their classic green topped uniforms with the gold numerals, letters, and trim.
Very classic and nice uniform. Schmidt here eyeing down home plate. Here's the pitch just upstairs for ball one. 1-0 count against Braden Foss. Get one down, runner on first. That's Roulette. Foss, dipping the bat behind the shoulder, even in the stance. Schmidt, nod, takes his time, delivers, showing bunt, and taking back for strike one, but taking off for an easy steal will be Roulette. He is now on second base with one out, and Foss is on the 1-1 count.
Now Foss looking to sacrifice, but pulled back, and ball kind of got away from the catcher. I don't know if Thomas was distracted there a bit with the batter, but popped out of his glove and rolled just a little bit up the first baseline.
On the 1-1 count, here's the offering. The pitch, inside fastball, ripped foul out the left side. And that'll put it to the 1-2. And Rulis, great lead there off second base. Trying to get another early take, possibly to get to third. He's in scoring position here for Braden Foss on the 1-2. Foss stepping back in the box, right corner. Tilting the bat behind the shoulder. Schmidt looking at second. Now he redirects his eyes. Here's the pitch. Rips to the first baseman. The tag's applied. The throw is to third, but the runner will get there on time. Rulis has now progressed to third base. Foss is out on the grounder.
Ball kind of took a wicked hop there in front of Peterson. He did a good job of staying in front of it. He didn't have much time, but able to quickly take a step and touch first base. And now the runner's at third, but two outs here in the inning.
Chance for an RBI here for Max Kersenbrock with on deck Anderson. Two outs, runner on third. First pitch, low but inside the zone for strike number one. Schmidt delivering a good hard fastball. Takes a look at third, redirects, pitches, and that one outside for ball one. 1-1 count against Kersenbrock. And Thomas behind the plate here catching. Schmidt. Resetting himself and working from the stretch. Here's the pitch. That one's low outside. Gets past the catcher, and the runner is going to easily glide in, hands behind the back, for the first run of the game for Colby Post, 3-6-3. That'll be a wild pitch that will allow Rulis to come through and score. And just an unfortunate run that you probably didn't want to give up there for Schmidt.
And after the single, he stole second. That was pretty big. He was able to get to third on the ground to right side and come home on a wild pitch. So just one hit, not a lot of help moving him, but he works his way around the base pass.
The 1-1 is popped up all the way up in the air. A chance to get the final out. What a move made by Thomas. The adjustment with the helmet off of the face. That records the final out with a pop out to the catcher. Colby Post 3-6-3. Get one run to come through off the wild pitch. It's 1-0. Colby Post leads. We head into the bottom of the first here on the MSU Sports Radio Network.
Looking for a new career opportunity? Look no further. Cook Cabinets is hiring. They offer competitive wages and a great work environment. Come join their team and help create beautiful cabinets for their customers. Cook Cabinets looking for hardworking individuals that are eager to learn and grow. Don't miss out on this great opportunity. Apply today at cookandco.com. That's K-O-C-H-A-N-D-C-O.com. Cook & Company is an equal opportunity employer.
Have you been thinking about your future? Now more than ever is the perfect time to start planning. Here at United Bank & Trust, we're committed to helping you secure your financial future. That's why we're offering individual retirement accounts, or IRAs. With our flexible options, we will help find a plan that works for you. Don't wait for tomorrow. Plan for a future today with United Bank & Trust. Visit your local branch or our website today. United Bank & Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Heading into the bottom of the first inning here on the MSC Sports Radio Network, Colby Post, 3-6-3, up 1-0 here over Seneca Post, 21. Upcoming here to bat for Seneca, Jack Mackey, Evan Olberding, Derek Wirtz, and Reese Gary. Taking again a look at Colby here. Sir Meyer up on the mound pitching, and how Seneca here going to respond to the early 1-0 deficit?
Well, they haven't had a chance to bat yet, so hopefully they, don't feel too down after giving up that run. A little bit frustrating there at the end of that last inning to have the run scored on a wild pitch when they were close to getting out of the inning, but a lot of game left, and time to start chipping away and getting some good at-bats. Just take it pitch by pitch here for Seneca Post 21. Had a crazy season for them. You alluded to it a little bit, but just the up and down, and they've had guys in and out of their lineup as well. But, you know, I don't know if anybody would have thought 3 weeks ago or 4 weeks ago that Seneca was destined to, you know, be at the state tournament. But, wow, they've certainly kind of peaked and put things together here at the right time, just as any team would want to do.
Well, you go on the 9-game losing streak, and then, again, I allude to the 6-1 the last 7 straight games. And, again, they went 3-0 in the Zone 2 tournament. They beat D.C. 17-5. They beat Corning 8-5 in the championship. They won 15-8 over Donovan County. So, again, they are on a hot run, and they want to keep the Hot Wheels turning here. First pitch by Surmyer here on the way against Mackey, and that one is lifted out in the center and just past the glove of the second baseman, Withington. That will go down as a first pitch and hit for Mackey.
Hey, great job. You don't see that very often. How many times the very first pitch that a pitcher throws in a game, you know, the batter's not at least taking one and just kind of getting a feel for the speed. But credit Mackey, he was in the on-deck circle there, sizing everything up, timing everything against the pitcher, and he was ready on the first delivery.
Now the leadoff man on Oberding, now up to bat. First pitch to Oberding, low and out for ball one. Oberding steps out and the new ball here to the pitcher, Surmyer, against Strammel behind the plate catching. After Oberding, Wirtz on deck, and then the whole Garrity, the cleanup man. Next pitch on the 0-1, or the 1-0, and that one is lifted out in the left field, dropped in front of the left fielder, Rulis, and that is back-to-back singles already here for Seneca Post 21.
And Surmyer's only tossed three pitches, and Seneca has two base hits, so that's a great sign for Post 21. As you can tell, they have an aggressive mindset coming up. We'll see how aggressive they want to be on the base paths as well. Don't probably think that they'll take the bat out of the hand of their number three hitter, even with two on and nobody out.
We'll keep the heat going throughout the order. Next pitch, first pitch here against Wirtz, goes in for a strike in the corner. Here now the 0-1.
Colby used a stolen base to help manufacture their run in the top half of this inning.
Next pitch there, a change up just outside of the zone. Now 1-1 on the count for Derek Wirtz. No outs, runner on first and second. Seneca Post looking to respond. They're in the bottom of the first, down 1-0. Here's the pitch from the stretch, swung on and missed on the high fastball. And it is a 1-2 count now for Derek Wirtz. Wirtz back in the box here in the middle of it as he chokes up evenly. Low on the bat. And this one, he lifts it out beyond the shortstop as the shortstop took a leap for the ball. And running around third base is now Mackey, and he's home to score. So an RBI single drops in for Derek Wirtz. Jack Maxey uses his speed to come around third and takes it for the run. And now there's some other commotion going around on the field. It's Oberding stuck in between second and third, and he's in a pickle. He's running back and forth. They're tossing around him right now. And they're going to get the out on Oberding.
Well, I think Oberding's safe. I think both runners are safe at second and third base. And the Colby coach coming out to
the question.
It might be runner interference because, you know, at first maybe you thought the runner got out of the baseline or something, but it didn't look like he did. He was doing a good job, Oberding, kind of dancing back and forth, making him make a lot of throws. And at some point, I think one of the defenders kind of stood in front of after making the throw and tried to block the runner from advancing ahead. And so,
wow, that's definitely an unfortunate situation to have there if you're a Colby 363. So, again, they are going to have both the runners safe. So, again, it was Oberding who was caught in the pickle, but he's going to be safe on third base. So, no outs, runner on second and third base for Seneca Post 21. Oberding at third, Wirtz at second. Here now the lefty up to bat, Reese Garrity, the cleanup man with no outs and 2-1. Runners both in scoring position. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed. Looked like a hearty half check of the swing there by Garrity. First strike one.
Things couldn't be going any better than they are for Seneca right now. One run in, two in scoring position now, and still nobody out. Getting good contact here against Surmyer.
And the 0-1 to the lefty winds on in. First strike two.
Great breaking ball there over the inside part of the plate. And now Garrity will have to protect. Just try to put one in play to add to the lead.
No outs. Colby searching for the first. Surmyer here, the pitch. And this one is lifted up. And that will be foul out behind the plate. So the 0-2 count remains. Surmyer again still searching for that first out here against Seneca Post 21. One run has already come through. We're tied and locked at a 1-1 game, but Seneca has a chance to erupt the scoring here in the bottom of the first with no outs. Next pitch delivered inside cheese, and that will be ball one.
You know, Seneca hasn't blasted anything real deep, but they've hit the ball pretty hard, and they've just had everything perfectly placed to
to get it through to the outfield with their first three batters so far. Next pitch on the delivery, swung on and missed. They're going to have to make the throw to first base, looks like. Was out, but Garrity now out. So that'll be one out here with a runner on second and third. Seneca Post 21, Levi Thomas comes up to bat, and on deck is Caden Peterson.
Left-handed batter might be a good situation here for Seneca if Thomas again can get a base hit or at least put it in play on the right side of the infield. We'll have a good chance to get a go-ahead run across the plate.
Anyway, Thomas choking the pencil bat down low, and that's an inside pitch. Nearly hit him. He steps back. That's for ball one. I make this comment every time I see Thomas. He again brings out the lead, as you can say, with the number two pencil. Got to appreciate the bat. Thomas here taking a couple of practice swings and now back in the box. Again, another lefty here in the order. Back to back here for Seneca Post 21. One out. Runner still on second and third. Here's the pitch. That one just a little outside the zone. Against Thomas. 2-0 count. Thomas juggling the bat here. Holds it back as the pitch is high and outside for ball three.
I don't think they're intentionally walking him, but a walk isn't the worst-case scenario here for Colby because although it would load the bases, it would also give him a chance to have a force at home or a potential double play ball on the infield.
The 3-0 pitch on the way, and that one is upstairs again. Thomas will take the 4-pitch walk, and now the bases are juice with runners on first, second, and third. But just one out. Coming up is the righty in Caden Peterson. Big righty versus righty matchup. A chance for Seneca to really blast the scoring open here in the bottom of the first. Peterson low in the stance. And first pitch to him goes inside for strike one.
Another good breaking pitch. Just kind of dropped right into the zone there by Surmyer. Has been a little bit erratic so far.
Peterson raises the bat, pulls it, and that one will foul straight back. Down 0-2. Just one out. Base is loaded for Caden Peterson. Camden Schmitz on deck. Man in the hole, Carter Height. Next pitch. That one inside and fouled straight back. Maybe even piecing off the batter. But it will stay to the 0-2. Peterson looking for a chance to put a couple more runs up on the board for Seneca. Again, it's a 1-1 game. Colby had their first run come through in the top of the first with a wild pitch. Seneca, the RBI single put down by Wirtz. The 0-2 delivery fouled again. Caden Peterson really working this count down 0-2.
Yeah, good job just to battle and stay alive. That one barely kind of spun off the end of the bat. Already over 20 pitches now thrown by Surmyers. He faces his sixth batter of the game.
Still to the 0-2 count. Back-to-back foul tip straight back. Here's the next offering. This one is chopped in the grass. Playable from the third baseman. The throw is at home. And that will record the out. Great play there by Work to Stramel. And now the bases will remain loaded. Peterson reaches off the fielder's choice. And Oberding is now out off the throw to home.
Well, that was the scenario I was alluding to. Wasn't bad for Colby to give up that walk because then with the bases loaded, if they got a ball like that, they could throw home, prevent any further runs coming across. Worked out good for Colby so far, but we'll see if Caden Schmitz can continue the inning.
Seventh batter coming up here in the order. Pitch low. By in for strike one. Schmitz on the 0-1 here. Pitching here today for Seneca Post 21. Only allowed one run to top of the first. Here he has a chance to get his team the lead. Next pitch on the 0-1 is upstairs. Ball one. 1-1 count now.
He'll love to help himself out. Runner's getting big leads as none of the three are being held on close to the base. They'll be off with two outs on contact.
Next pitch way inside. No reaction from Schmitz, and that's going for ball two. 2-1 count for Schmitz. Schmitz. No batting gloves, low choke on the bat, keeping it just slightly raised above the shoulder. Next offering delivered low inside, and that will be ball three.
Let's think of base hit or ball four here. Either way, could give Seneca the lead back in this bottom of the first inning.
3-1 count now for Camden Schmidt. Give himself the lead. Base is loaded. Two outs. Next pitch inside. And that one just out for ball four. Had the way on the call. I know sometimes players, they get a little angsty and they start moving to first base. But Schmidt, he stayed patient, waited for it. He got ball four. And that will get the second run to come through here for Seneca Post 21. That's Derek Wirtz who comes through. Now Thomas is at third. Pearson's at second. Schmidt is at first. Carter Hike. First pitch to him, in for strike one.
Yeah, I don't know if Schmitz would have taken that pitch if he had two strikes, but it was to his benefit that he was ahead in the count 3-1.
Next pitch here to Carter Hike, upstairs and away.
It was kind of a borderline pitch. It was right near the top of the zone. But, of course, it was called high for a ball. And that gave Schmitz the RBI and gave Seneca the 2-1 lead.
1-1 count, next pitch here, outside. After the zone of Carter Hike. And now it's the 2-1 count.
Well, Surmeyer having to throw a lot of pitches. You get into a double elimination state tournament, and you certainly like to be as efficient as possible. Remember, Surmeyer had faced two batters and only had thrown three total pitches, but now Seneca's gone through their order. They're making him work.
Carter Reich here on the 2-1. Next pitch there slices high, and that is the 3-1 now. Hike. If he earns a walk here, that will be another RBI and a run to come through here for Seneca. 3-1. Here's the pitch. It is high and upstairs near Hike above his chest. And that's going to be another walk issued from Surmeyer.
So that's three walks in the inning and two walks with the bases loaded. Has given Seneca a 3-1 lead and has also brought the Colby coach out of the dugout. As Seneca is about to send their ninth batter to the plate this inning. And it didn't start out great for Surmeyer, giving up a couple quick singles and then an RBI single. He got the strikeout, but then a walk and a fielder's choice, and now back-to-back walks, just seemingly kind of losing more of his control as this inning has gone on.
Yeah, I'm sure head coach Austin Avalier is just trying to calm his pitcher down in Surmeyer. You know, relax him a little bit. I know he's given up already three hits and three walks in this bomb in the first, but again, probably just trying to get his mindset calmed down. Tell him there's plenty of game left to go here. Again, we're just in the bottom of the first. Seneca, again, they've taken the lead 3-1 here, and you mentioned they are now in their ninth batter in the order. I mean, how major is that to be able to go through all nine batters in the first inning of play?
Well, it's great because the confidence is building offensively for Seneca, and it looks like we're going to have a pitching change, so you almost kind of wonder if Surmeyer maybe said he wasn't feeling well or his arm was hurting, a little sore or something, because I don't know if that was really the intent. And the coach talked to his entire infield and Surmeyer for quite a while before deciding to make a pitching change. But that is going to be the case now. And back to finish your question, I mean, Seneca, obviously their offense is gaining a lot of confidence. That's what you want. And for Colby, I mean, having to go to their second pitcher while still in the first inning certainly makes it a tough road ahead for the visitors.
Well, you heard it. It's not something you see very often. A pitching change here in the bottom of the first. Two outs here in the bottom of the first. Seneca 3-1. They lead over Colby. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back here in a minute to get you a new defensive alignment here from Colby Post 363.
If you're making plans for landscaping, your home, or business, you can get just what you want at Souther's Building Supply in Seneca. They have patio stones and rock in a choice of colors, including river rock, rainbow stone, and pond pebbles. Plus, they have everything for planting, like potting soil, topsoil, manure, and peat humus, just to name a few of the items that will make your lawn the best it's ever been. It's all at Souther's Building Supply on First Street in Seneca.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Sun's out, toys out. Whether it's your boat, ATV, jet ski, or side-by-side, make sure it's covered before you hit the throttle. At SBS Insurance, we protect your summer fun with customized coverage that moves with you. Play hard, ride smart, insure it first.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
You're now pitching for Colby Post. 3-6-3 is Rulis up on the mound now, taking it over. Eloy Rulis, he was out in left field. His first pitch gets away as a wild pitch, and that will allow a run to come through. So not the first pitch you were probably hoping for Eloy Rulis, and that allows Caden Peterson to come through and score a run. Schmitz moves up to third, and Hike now at second. This is Caleb's dropping the ninth batter in the order here, batting for Seneca Post 21. It's 4-1 in the bottom of the first with two outs.
Almost another wild pitch. Good job by the catcher. Stramble to drop down and block that one with his chest, but the first two deliveries we've seen have been wild by Rulis.
The 2-0 count now for Stroffman. Here, low raise, back, and this one chopped to the second baseman. Should be able to record the out. A little finesse on the pass to first base, and that will record the out. Seneca Post 21 able to put up four runs in the bottom of the first. It is now 4-1. Seneca leads over Colby. We head up into the top of the second here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you looking to team up with a local bank that's ready to help you succeed? Hi, I'm Lynette Hiltzgren with First Heritage Bank. From opening a checking account that can put money in your pocket to helping you buy a new home, we have the products and experience to help you succeed. Whether we are next to you on the sideline supporting our hometown team or across the desk helping you purchase a new vehicle, you can count on our local staff to help you reach your financial goals. We're an equal housing lender located in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion, or online at 1hbank.com. Member FDIC.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio Network. I'm Crittenden Prophet, joined here by Justin Flute. Kirk Kilman back in studio. Seneca Post 21 leading 4-1 over Colby Post 3-6-3. And three hits and three walks in the bottom of the first to get themselves four runs to respond to the one-run get up at the top of the first to Colby Post 3-6-3. Also, Colby here already, they made a pitching change in the bottom of the first. Seneca seemingly with some early momentum in this game.
Yeah, definitely have momentum. It'd be great to see Schmitz go back out and work a quick inning. He only had to face four batters in the first frame. Only had to throw 17 pitches, but he did end up giving up a run. We'll see how he fares through the middle part of the Colby Post 363 lineup.
They're in the top of the second, 4-1. Seneca leads. First pitch here to Andrew Sin is swung on and missed. Andreessen, Surmeyer on deck in the hole. Keegan Glassman, all for Colby Post 3-6-3. Next pitch delivered. That one curves inside, away from the batter, but inside the zone for strike two. 0-2 count. Here delivering, looking for the strikeout. That one dips too low for ball one. The 1-2 count now against Andreessen. Andreessen. Straight up in the stance, lowers himself, and the next pitch too high for ball two. 2-2 count. Andreessen steps back in the box, touches the bat on the plate, raises it over his shoulder, lowers himself for the pitch, and hits it to the shortstop, playable. Overding tossing it to first, and scoops up low by Peterson. What a play!
Fantastic. Overding going deep in the hole. Backhands the ball, and then got enough on that throw to get it over to Peterson just in time. That's a great play that'll help keep momentum on Seneca's side.
Keeping defense momentum rolling here. They've recorded the last three straight outs. Here now, Surmeyer up to bat. He was replaced in the bottom of the first. He was pitching. And the first pitch to him is fouled and ripped out to the left for strike one. To Surmeyer, is Glassman on deck. Righty facing the righty. Schmidt, here, the delivery. Fastball swung on and missed, looking to get him on a reach, and he did. Ermeyer down 0-2. Schmidt looking for the KO punch down, an inside fastball. Go to the waist, and it's ripped. Foul. Remaining 0-2 on Ermeyer. Ermeyer stepping out of the box, right back in. Light green sleeves and gloves, and he rips this one to Overding. Can Overding get another play here? He picks up nicely and easily, and like breeze of the wind, towards the out.
Yeah, a little easier play, moving towards the bag at second that time, and have plenty of time to get set, and not have to make quite as hard, quick throw, accurate for out number two.
Sorry, two up and two down, trying to get out the side here is Schmidt. Next pitch is low and just outside. Ball keeps a little bit to the right of Thomas for ball one. But bases are cleared. Two outs. Keegan Glassman, the designated hitter for Colby. Here on the 1-0. Next pitch, low to the waist. Inside for ball two. 2-0 count now. Stepping back in is Glassman. Glassman, no gloves. Choked up low on the bat. Holds it up just over the helmet and holds off for ball three. It's a 3-0 count now on Glassman. Glassman here maybe trying to look to get himself a walk. Next pitch here, just out of the zone, a little low. And that is a four-pitch walk. The first one issued here today, and the first walk here issued here today by Schmidt.
He wasn't missing too far off on most of those deliveries. And he's got a lead now. He had gotten a couple quick outs, but you don't want to relax too much as he faces the number seven hitter now in the Colby lineup, or number eight hitter, excuse me.
Tobin Curry. Now stepping up, two outs, runner on first. The nod from Schmidt, the delivery to the corner, and another pitch that just escapes outside the zone. Again, those are real 50-50 calls. Just working himself around the canvas here is Schmidt.
Colby has one stolen base already in this game. We'll see how aggressive Glassman is with two down here as he leads off a first held on there.
There he's trying to itch himself to maybe do a takeoff. He's got the sliding glove on his left hand. Next pitch comes through here for ball two against Curry. It's a 2-0 count. 2-0 count for Curry. Eighth in the batting order. Ninth coming up is Work. Work, he just went out to left field for Colby Post 363. He was originally playing third base. Ooh. Next one rides off the back, but taking it like a champ is Curry.
Yeah, he didn't really try to get out of the way, but I think he saw that pitch wasn't coming in too hard, and it might have been hard to get out of the way because it was coming right at him. He turned and took it in the middle of the back. So after two quick ground ball outs, now a couple free passes surrendered by Schmidt, and that'll bring his entire infield to kind of come in and try to regain his focus and build that confidence back up to find a way to get a force at any base here and in this top of the second inning.
And Seneca, they retired four straight batters, two here in the top of the second, but back-to-back runners have been able to reach with Glassman reaching off the four-pitch walk, and now Curry, who was hit by the pitch, and now he sits at first. Now we're in the bottom of the order here for Colby Post, 363. We'll head back up to the top with Withington on deck. Work steps up, the righty, pinches himself into the right corner of the box, closes up tightly. Even stance. High up with the posture. Here's the first pitch to him, and that one is low and outside. And right now, it's been a rough look here for Schmidt. He has yet to throw a strike in his last eight or so pitches. 1-0 count, next pitch. This one swung on, popped up, and that one will go foul. So there's the strike to break the streak. Now, 1-1 count here for Work.
Winner of this game faces either number 2 seed Iola or Smith County. Winner of this game will play at 3:30 tomorrow.
Next pitch way outside, far from the batter, and Work now here working his way to a 2-1 count.
Loser of this game slated to play at 8 a.m. tomorrow morning. A little bit of a change to the initial bracket that came out, by the way.
Next pitch here, delivered, and that one outside as well. It's a 3-1 count. Schmidt's just trying to recollect his focus. Again, he got the two first out in the top of the second. He's allowed two runners to go on, be able to walk and hit by pitch, and this might be another runner allowed on base to be able to walk. It's a 3-1 count here. Bottom of the order to work. Next pitch, this one swung on right back into the top netting, and it's a 3-2 count.
Sanders will get a little extra jump here and take off on contact or on the pitch.
We have yet to see the strikeout pitch here today by either pitcher. Here's the pitch. Inside, there's the KO Schmitz was looking for. Down, swinging for the final out of the top of the second. Colby, no runs, no hits, no errors, and leaving two left on base. Seneca leads 4-1. We head into the bottom of the second.
Looking for a new career opportunity? Look no further. Cook Cabinets is hiring. They offer competitive wages and a great work environment. Come join their team and help create beautiful cabinets for their customers. Cook Cabinets looking for hardworking individuals that are eager to learn and grow. Don't miss out on this great opportunity. Apply today at cookandco.com. That's K-O-C-H-A-N-D-C-O.com. Cook & Company is an equal opportunity employer.
Have you been thinking about your future? Now more than ever is the perfect time to start planning. Here at United Bank & Trust, we're committed to helping you secure your financial future. That's why we're offering individual retirement accounts, or IRAs. With our flexible options, we will help find a plan that works for you. Don't wait for tomorrow. Plan for a future today with United Bank & Trust. Visit your local branch or our website today. United Bank & Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Second Post 21 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network, leading 4-1 over Colby Post 363. We head into the bottom of the second again here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Crit and Profit, Justin Blue, Kirk Kelman back in studio delivering you the coverage here on a Friday. Game started at 80 degrees, a 6-mile-per-hour wind out of the southeast. Wind picking up mildly here at Noble Park in Hiawatha, Kansas. We head up to the top of the order for Seneca Post 21. They went through all 9 batters in the first. First pitch lifted and rocketed from Mackey. He's only had 2 pitches today, but both have made contact. This time, though, was recorded for an out. What a stellar play, I believe, made by the first baseman. What a play coming over by Andreessen.
Yeah, big momentum thing there that Colby kind of needed as they get that first out there. Great play, as you mentioned, in foul territory.
Next pitch here to Olberding. He takes the first pitch, lifts it out in the center left, and Olberding's taken off from first. And here he's going to take a long stride in the second for the stand-up double.
First extra base hit we've seen, and Seneca continues to be very aggressive. We saw Mackey and Olberding put balls in play, both singled their first time up on just a pitch or two, and despite facing a different pitcher now, staying aggressive here again, and Seneca's got a one-out base runner in scoring position.
Here Wirtz back up, throw back to second base, sliding in safely is Olberding, and you mentioned the new pitcher here is Rulis. Again, he came in to get the final out of the bottom of the first for Colby. Next pitch here is lifted out in the center, and that was picked up. Tim Attagney applied. They're going to stay safe. The second baseman, Whittington, came in with the ball and applied the tag to Olberding after the catch from Wirtz. So one out is recorded, but Olberding stays safe at second.
Yeah, that was a little flare, and Whittington caught it just about a step or two in front of the second base bag. Good job by the Seneca runner, Olberding, to be getting back to the base on contact there in case it was caught, in which it was.
I think I had a couple of those contacts in the first inning, just slightly whiffed by the players defensively. Here's a roller to the shortstop, thrown to the first baseman, and that one's on time. Fought to Andreessen, and that will record the final out. Seneca leaves one stranded on second, no runs, no hits, and no errors. We now head into the top of the third. Seneca Post 21 leading 4-1 over Colby.
If you're making plans for landscaping, your home, or business, you can get just what you want at Souther's Building Supply in Seneca. They have patio stones and rock in a choice of colors, including river rock, rainbow stone, and pond pebbles. Plus, they have everything for planting, like potting soil, topsoil, manure, and peat hummus, just to name a few of the items that will make your lawn the best it's ever been. It's all at Souther's Building Supply on First Street in Seneca.
The answer is yes, SBS.
The insurance market is changing fast, and so are livestock prices. Volatility can hit your bottom line hard. At SBS Insurance, we offer livestock risk protection to help shield your operation from unexpected market swings. Don't gamble with your herd. Protect your profits. Call us today.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Top of the third here on KMZA. Seneca Post 21 leading 4-1 over Colby Post. Colby Post 3-6-3 up to bat here in the top of the third. We also like to thank our 2025 Legion Baseball sponsors. Now to Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha, locally owned and operated for 118 years. Highlands Community College, close to home, far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. And Kirkwood & Company, restaurant and sports bar in Highland, open 7 days a week with great specials. And here it's been Seneca delivering the great specials. Of course, that first inning where they really got hot and going. But in the bottom of the second is a three up and three down. Colby Post, 3-6-3. They had a better bottom of the second. So, again, they're just trying to respond to Seneca and get themselves here on the board down by three. Hang back up to the top of the order here for Colby Post, 3-6-3. Braxton Whittington with Rulis on deck. First pitch by Schmidt. So Whittington is way inside for ball one. Whittington having to take a couple steps back to avoid the fastball collision to the chest. Whittington last time flew out to left field. A great snag by Wirtz. Next pitch here, this one's lifted, and it will go foul out to left. Now 1-1 count here for Braxton Whittington. Whittington, back in the box, three quarters of a way up and in of it, low in the stance, next pitch there, hitting the dirt for ball two. 2-1 count now against Whittington. Colby Post, 3-6-3, is yet to get their leadoff man on in an inning. 2-1 pitch, here's the delivery, a breaking ball, does not get into the zone. And that is for ball three. A 3-1 count now for Whittington. Whittington outside the box right now. Low choke on the bat. Steps back in with 2 feet. Collects himself. Raises the bat high. Here's the next pitch on the 3-1. It is out of the zone upstairs and away for ball four. Whittington takes off and is now on first base.
Now Wirtz going to have to try to settle back in here. He's actually given up 3 passes now to 3 of the last 4 batters that he's faced going back to last inning. He got the huge strikeout with 2 on and 2 out to end the second. But now here in the top of the third, he's given up his 3rd free pass of the game.
Willis now up the bat. Last time up, singled for Colby Post. The only hit of the game that was recorded. Next pitch here. Just in the corner of the zone, 4-1. And here for Schmidt, he wants to try to stay ahead of the batter. The 0-1 against Willis. Schmitz takes a glance at first, recollects himself to home plate. Next pitch, rocketed it out towards right, foul. And now it's down 0-2 for Rulis. Perfect situation here for Schmitz, but the last time Rulis was up, he was also in the 0-2, when he collected his hit. Rulis. Pitch high and takes for ball one. 1-2, again Schmidt, familiar with the batter, swung on the last time he was up on the 0-2, so this time he tries to get maybe on a reach. There he goes outside with the next pitch, throws to first base, a great dive and collection by Peterson, not allowing the ball to get past the first base line. Almost a possible error there, but again, saved by Peterson. It's now a 2-2 count, though, now against Rulis. Back-to-back balls against the batter. Next pitch is going to... throw here is going to go to the first base. Back to Peterson. Trying to hold Whittington on his short lead from first. Just a couple of feet extended from that first base back. Next picture, the Ruiz is hard hit right down center right. It is on a line shot, and that drops down for a single. And Ruiz has recorded the only two hits of the game, as he is 2-for-2 with singles, and runners now on first and second with no outs.
Yeah, last inning, Schmitz had to work with a couple runners on, but there were two outs, and now he's got a couple runners on and nobody out. Seneca right now clinging to a three-run cushion, but this is the heart of the order as Colby is threatening.
Only run that has come through for Colby was a wild pitch that allowed Ruiz to score, and he's back on base. He's on first base right now. Here, stepping in the box is Foss, looking for his first pitch. Here's the delivery. He shows bunt. It's way inside. He pulls back on it for ball one. Foss here stepping back in on the 1-0 count. The nod from Schmitz, looking back at second base. And here's the bunt. It's shown again. That one, a short one. It's going to be thrown to the first base, and the out will be recorded, but that will be the productive at-bat by Braden Foss, as runners are now in scoring position on third and second base with only an out.
Yeah, good sacrifice bunt there. The ball was fielded by the first baseman, as we talked about with that infield grass being a little bit wet and pretty thick. The ball not going to go too far once it hits that grass. Good play by Peterson, and the second baseman, Roddinghouse, was over to cover and take the throw.
Carson Brock, now with runners on second and third, steps up to bat. First pitch to him into the far corner for strike number one. Last time, Carson Brock ended the top of the first with a pop-up, which ended in an incredible play by Levi Thomas, where he quickly took his mask off and was able to correct his body to make the catch. It was really an incredible play here by the inside fences behind the plate. Next pitch is rocketed to right. Warrior, strike two. The 0-2 here against Kirstenbrock. In runners on second and third, Colby Pose 3-6-3 is 0-for-1 with runners in scoring position. So trying to get that first RBI to come through. Next one here, way outside, a bender that does not find the zone. And now it's a 1-2 count on Max Kirstenbrock. Next is Talon Andreessen. Next pitch here. Hit low in that one to the shortstop. Playable at third base. Is the tag applied? No, it is not. The runner is safe to third. That was Ruiz. The runner who was on third, Withington, is able to get home. And Kirstenbrock heads to first base.
That was probably the best chance for Overding at shortstop to get an out. He was kind of leaning over towards second, holding the runner close, and the ball was hit, you know, four in the hole. And by the time he got there, I don't think he was going to be able to turn towards first and make a throw. So he thought, well, I'll try to get that runner advancing at third. But, of course, they had to apply the tag, and it just wasn't quite in time. So they don't get the out, and now they're on the corners with still only one down and one run in.
4-2, Seneca just leading by two now, but Colby having a chance to score here with the tying run on first base. Next pitch here, Sean Bunt throws to second. It is way off the line. Now a throw back to home is off the line as well. And safe, but injured is Eloy Ruiz, the one who just came in to pitch here for Colby. So his run will come in to score, but he is up in a slow pace, might have hurt his arm, and he is holding on to that right hand, and well, that's his pitching hand. So I'm not sure if you're going to see Ruiz come back out and pitch here for Colby Post. So your Colby, you like the run to come through, but your second pitcher you've already put in the game to possibly injure his hand. That's something you definitely don't want to happen.
Yeah, it's going to be a close play. I don't know. You know, before that pitch, the catcher Thomas went out and went through some signs. I don't know if that was their design, was with runners at the corners to try to throw and get the runner out stealing at second. You know, most of the time you just see maybe a bluff or you see a throw that's cut off. So you don't want to give up that run, right, from third. But they threw all the way down, so the runner tried to come home from third. And so a couple stolen bases produces a run. And Colby's got themselves right back into this ball game. Only a one-run lead now for Seneca Post 21, 4-3. Two runs have been put up here in the top of the third. Whittington and Ruiz have come through, but whether Ruiz will be able to come back and pitch here in the bottom is still up for a question mark. One down, runner on second. That is Kersenbrock, and Andreessen now up to bat here on the 1-0 count. Next pitch here is inside for strike one. 1-1 count now for Andreessen. On deck is Connor Surmeyer. Andreessen with the purple bat. Here takes a swing, and the chop will just barely hit the ball. It'll foul for strike two. It's a 1-2 count now for Andreessen. Schmidt's trying to limit the damage to two here. And that's half of the third.
Seneca just needing an out right now anyway that they can grab one, as Colby's kind of got him a little bit shaken and now stepping off and wanting a little extra time as Schmidt before delivering this next pitch. You can tell Seneca's just out of rhythm a little bit, and now time's called by the pitcher. You don't see that very often. Sometimes the catcher will call time and go out and visit, but right now it's Schmidt, the pitcher, that can't seem to get on the same page, and him and the catcher finally needing to call time and go out and discuss things in person instead of just flashing a few signs to get on the same page here.
Yeah, it was a quick conversation between the two, and now they're back in their respective positions. Again, Thomas behind the plate, and Schmidt's on the mound as Schmidt looks to second base, reinforces his eyes to the home plate, and that's another pitch that escapes the zone. And the ball two, 2-2 count now for Andreessen.
So just one out. That was on a sacrifice. One runner on second.
Andreessen, last time up, got out on the grounder to short. That was at the top of the second. Next pitch outside, and it is a full count now against Andreessen. Not many full counts here have been worked against Schmidt. Here a chance to possibly earn a walk for Schmidt. The K. Here's the pitch. Knocked up in the air. The first baseman, Peterson's under, and he makes the grab. That was a well-needed out for Seneca. The second one at the top of the third. Seneca still holding on to that one-run lead, but the tying run is on second base with two outs. Now the new third baseman, Surmeyer. Again, Surmeyer, he started pitching today for Colby, then he got rotated to third base. Last time up, he also grounds out to the shortstop in Nolberding. First pitch here to him is hit off the inside of the bat. That one definitely rattling the fingers of Surmeyer, real close to the low choke he had at the bottom.
Yeah, pitch coming high and in, but he couldn't get his hands or his bat out of the way in time. As a foul tip off his hand in the bat for strike one.
The 0-1 count, next pitch, way high for ball one. The 1-1 count now. Runner on second, an RBI chance here for Surmeyer with two outs on the board. So Colby chipping their way slowly back into this game. Next delivery, that one a changeup and a swing and a miss for strike two. The 1-2 now against Surmeyer. Surmeyer needing to protect, and he swings on the high fastball, and that's another K swinging to end a top of an inning there for Schmidt. Two runs come through, though, for Colby Post, 3-6-3. Seneca only leading by one, 4-3. We head into the bottom of the third here on KNZA.
Are you looking to team up with a local bank that's ready to help you succeed? Hi, I'm Lynette Hiltzgren with First Heritage Bank. From opening a checking account that can put money in your pocket to helping you buy a new home, we have the products and experience to help you succeed. Whether we are next to you on the sideline supporting our hometown team or across the desk helping you purchase a new vehicle, you can count on our local staff to help you reach your financial goals. We are an equal housing lender located in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion, or online at 1hbank.com. Member FDIC.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network, we have entered the bottom of the third here. Seneca Post 21 still leading by one run, 4-2-3. Here trying to check the defensive alignment. It looks like a new pitcher has came on through.
Braden Foss is now going to be pitching. He was playing shortstop, so Foss will be the third pitcher going into the bottom of the third inning for Colby here today. Now, the good news is that Rula stays in the game, and he's going to play shortstop, I believe. So,
again, Rula, he came in, had a really nice last inning defensively, three up and three down against Seneca, four up and three down there against Seneca. But unfortunately for him, in the top of the third, when he came through and scored his run, he hurt his hand on the slide into home plate, and he will be taken out. But he will be, again, just going to short. Foss now up on the mound. And here it's Thomas leading off the bottom of the third. Last time Thomas, last time got on via the walk. First pitch to him, and for strike one. There's a four-pitch walk the last time he was up. And the second pitch to him goes outside for ball one. 1-1 count now for Thomas and the pencil bat. Lefty on the 1-1 outside, far from the batter. And that will be ball two. 2-1 count.
Well, the bad news for Colby is that they're on their third pitcher in three innings. The good news is they're only down by one run in this game.
Next pitch is pop straight back. And that will put it to 2-2. 2-2 count here for Thomas. And yeah, you mentioned that it was Sir Meyer who started this game, taking out the first inning. Ruiz came in. He had to get taken out because he hurt his hand. Here, pitch puts the first baseman, and the play is made by Anderson. Thomas is out on the grounder to first. But again, yeah, you mentioned three different pitchers have come through. And again, this could be a very hard-fought game for Colby to try to come up and win. Definitely not an easy task to win a game with so many pitchers having to come in early, especially to have to use them in a tournament that gets played day by day by day. I mean, you're really working a lot of pitchers here early on. Next pitch, outside. The first pitch here delivered to Peterson is for ball one. Last time he reached off the fielder's choice, he came through and scored off a wild pitch. He was the last one to come through and score in the first inning, the fourth round of the game here for Seneca. Swung on and missed. Four strike one. 1-1 count now for Peterson. On deck is Schmitz, and in the hole is Hike. Seneca Post 21 up 4-3 here in the bottom of the third. Next one low and out for ball two. The 2-1. Peterson looking for something that's in his wheelhouse. Low in the stance, back right of the box, raises the left foot, kicks, hits it to the third baseman. The play is on time. That is Sir Meyer, the new third baseman, to Anderson for the play. And now, again, Seneca, they came up with nine batters in the first inning, but out of their last six batters, five have been retired. Now Schmitz takes the first pitch for a called strike. Schmitz last time up walked to first and was left stranded on third in the first. Next one here to him gets lined to a roller to third base. It's another play by Sir Meyer. He's up off the ground with the throw, but it's on time to Andreessen. And Sir Meyer makes back-to-back plays on grounders to third. And Seneca is put up on a 3-up, a 3-down. No runs, no hits, no errors, and none left on base. In the bottom of the third, it's 4-3. Seneca leads by one here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Is it time to replace that old storm door? Odd size? Can't find one? Standard door won't fit? And let Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca help you with a new Gherkin storm door from custom size to standard. Why Gherkin? Gherkin Windows and Doors have been building storm doors for over 60 years. Gherkin offers three storm door categories, and all doors are guaranteed for as long as you own your home. You can check them out at Gherkin.com or stop at Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca and let them help you with that new Gherkin storm door and windows. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca.
Highland Community College has been named an Opportunity College and University by the prestigious Carnegie Classifications, recognizing HCC as a national leader in student success and long-term economic outcomes. Start your journey at a college that puts your future first. Whether you're earning a degree or learning a trade, HCC delivers real results without the big price tag. Close to home, far from debt. Learn more at highlandcc.edu. Highland Community College, where opportunity begins.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio Network. Here we return to the top of the fourth inning here for Colby Pope 3-6-3. So officially we got news that Realis is out of the game. He hurt himself on his slide into first base to get the third run of the game for Colby Pope 3-6-3. So again, he will be out. Foss will be pitching. It'll be Sherman who comes in and plays at the shortstop position. But again, here we're in the top of the fourth. So Colby comes up to bat. It is Keegan Glassman leading off. Tobin Curry and Talon Work. We are in the bottom three of the order here for Colby Post 3-6-3 for Schmitz to try to ring up. 4-3 game. Seneca having the lead. They put up the four runs in the first, and they have carried that all the way here. And that first pitch to Glassman is above the head, and it's a fastball for ball one. Got a little duck there by Glassman. A 1-0 count now, and Schmitz here, the next delivery. In for strike one. Nice little breaking ball.
Just finishing the second time through the lineup here for Schmitz. With the two batters he's facing, Glassman and Curry, to start this inning, he both allowed three passes to their first time up.
One thing that Schmitz has done is in the last two innings, he has retired the final outs via a K. So again, looking for more of that action. Here now, a 2-1 count against Glassman. Two balls, one strike. Next pitch, high and up to Sires for ball two. Excuse me, ball three. 3-1 count now against Glassman. Glassman again, the leadoff man for Colby Poe, 3-6-3. Colby had their first leadoff man get on in the top of the third with Whittington, and here another one to get on to lead it off with Glassman on the walk.
Five free passes now total surrendered by Schmitz. And remember last inning, Colby had their first two runners reach, and they both came around to score. And they get their leadoff man on again here in the top of the fourth.
Coben Curry now to bat. On next is Talon Work. We're in the last two here of the batting order for Colby Post 3-6-3. Next pitch by Schmitz here is ripped out to right of the shed beyond the right fences for strike one. Curry last time up was hit by a pitch and left stranded on first base in the second inning. A teal and black bat waving it left to right here high in the stance is Curry. R on first, no outs. Schmitz nods, delivers this one, foul tip. 0-2 count, Schmitz looking for his third K of the game. He's had a couple batters today on 0-2 counts, but hasn't been able to secure them.
That last pitch was his 70th one of the game, so next delivery will be number 71 for Schmitz as he completes his second time through the Colby order.
A nod by Schmitz. Next one on the way here, put towards the second baseman. The throws the shortstop on time to first. It's the double play. Rodinghouse Overding Peterson. 4-6-3.
The ball was hit hard. Great turn by Overding, and they had time to erase that leadoff walk.
And that is the momentum that Seneca has been needing. You hear the boost of energy from the Seneca Post 21 crowd. Getting a little more into the game defensively here. Getting two runs in the top of the third, but two up and two down now here in the top of the fourth. Looking to get up the side with number ninth batter, Talon Work here. First pitch to him is low under the knees and out for ball one. Schmidt looking to go four innings here. He's only given up three runs. Next pitch here, swung on, third baseman. A play here is on time to first base. Mackie to Peterson, and that will retire the side the first time here for Seneca Post 21. A three up and three down against Colby Post 363. We head into the bottom of the fourth. Seneca still leads 4-3.
Are you looking to team up with a local bank that's ready to help you succeed? Hi, I'm Lynette Hiltzbrand with First Heritage Bank. From opening a checking account that can put money in your pocket to helping you buy a new home, we have the products and experience to help you succeed. Whether we are next to you on the sideline supporting our hometown team or across the desk helping you purchase a new vehicle, you can count our local staff to help you reach your financial goals. We are an equal housing lender located in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion, or online at 1hbank.com. Member FDIC.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Natural Spear fish oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, the sun has really shined on through. I knew we've had a lot of speculations of rain and possible rain delays, postponements, but again, the sun is shining through here on Noble Park in Hiawatha, Kansas, something you got to appreciate. Here down the bottom of the fourth, Seneca Post 21 still leads 4-3 over Colby, but they have yet to get up any runs since that first inning. What's it going to take here for Seneca to try to get up on the board after this first pitch is rocketed foul here by Carter Hike? Again, Hike, last time up, walked and was left stranded on second in the first inning. Next pitch to him is lifted, and that one will go foul. 0-2 now for Hike. And we also thank our sponsors, C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabetha. C&K helping you get there safely. Next pitch delivered way outside. And that will be for ball one here against Carter Hike.
I hear this guy's probably in line for a pretty good football season.
Yeah, he's had a couple of good ones. Apparently he's one of the best here in the States. Especially with his running talent and ability. Next pitch here to him, outside for ball number two, and chance for Nemaha Central, again, you mentioned there, to go and win the state title. Next pitch, swung on and missed on the 2-2, and Carter Hike goes down for the first time this game.
How about Braden Foss? He's the third different pitcher for Colby, but he's come in, he's faced four batters, and he's retired all four batters he's faced. Gets a strikeout here to start the bottom of the fourth inning. Trying to keep this game to a one-run deficit right now for Colby.
Foss, you're on a nice streak. A bunt is shown. It's high. Strike one rung up against Caleb Strothen. The second time coming up in the order for Strothen. He's 0-1 right now. Right-handed batter. And this one swung on out to left, and it will go foul. So 1-1 count now for Caleb Strothen. The ninth batter in the order here for Seneca Post 21 will get back up to the top to Jack Mackey, and then the hole, Evan Overding. 1-1 count. And that one is swung on and missed. Excuse me, it was 0-2. So that is a back-to-back K's there for Braden Foss. And he, again, is on a streak. Five straight outs have been recorded by Foss since he came in. He has yet to allow a batter to even get on base.
Yeah, Seneca had four runs on three hits in the first inning, but they've only had one base runner since that first inning, clinging to a one-run lead.
First pitch here to Mackey from Foss, and that is low into the dirt for ball one.
you know, give Colby some credit. I mean, they've, you know, they were down 4-1. They've had to go through three pitchers. They've had a guy injured that's out of the game, and they're right in this puppy, only down by one run, and they kind of have the momentum now as they find a way to quiet the Seneca bats, and they've been chipping away, got a couple runs in the third inning, and trying to keep it a one-run contest here and send it to the fifth.
2-0 count for Mackey. Again, trying to break that momentum here from Colby, but Seneca still with the one-run lead, 4-3. Next pitch outside. It's a 3-0 count here for Mackey. Chance to get that first runner on base since the second inning. It was Olberding who laid down a one-out double. He was left stranded in the inning as well. And the next pitch here on the 3-0 goes in for strike one. Zach Mackey now, 3-1. Sways the bat low, now hoists it over the shoulder, and the inside part swings on it. It's to the third baseman. The play is on time to Andreessen. And that will end the bottom of the fourth. Seneca Post 21 still leads, though, by one. 4-3 here over Colby Post 3-6-3. We head up to the top of the fifth here on KMZA.
Heinen True Value Farm Supplies, downtown Seneca, is where you'll find everything for your yard and garden projects. They have grass seed, fertilizers, lawn sprays, and for your garden, bulk sweet corn seed, beans, peas, onion sets, and seed potatoes. Of course, they also have garden and yard equipment. You can rent tillers, sprayers, grass seeders, and a full line of tools to help you with your projects. At Heinen True Value, just ask Reynolds. Behind every project is a true value.
Does pain keep you from enjoying the things you love? At HPM, we understand how chronic pain can put a pause on your life, making everyday activities and hobbies feel like overwhelming tasks. Our team is dedicated to helping you reclaim the joy of living. The pain management solutions offered at NVCH are tailored to fit your unique needs, ensuring you get the best care close to home. Please contact our outpatient clinic at 785-336-0462 for additional information. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital, where people you know, care you trust.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio Network. Here, Seneca Post 21 still with the lead 4-3 over Colby Post, 3-6-3. Crittenden Prophet, Justin Fluke, Kirk Kelman back in studio. Again, we give a shout out to our Legion Baseball sponsors, Kime TS Trucking of Sabetha, offering great employment packages and options for truck drivers. And also, don't forget, at the end of the game, we'll have our McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca player of the game. So here we head up to the top of the order for Colby Post, 3-6-3. Braxton Withington. And in replacement for Rulis, again, will be Corbin Sherman.
So far for Colby through four innings, they have three runs on just two base hits. And they've left three runners on base. For Seneca, they have four runs on four hits. And they've left three on base as well. But all Seneca's damage came in the first, and they got all four runs on three of their hits.
Colby, one run in the first, two in the third. See what they can do in another odd inning. Inning number five, in the top of it. The leadoff man has reached in the back-to-back innings here for Colby. First pitch up and out against Withington for ball one. Withington 0-for-1 so far today. Reach base once off a walk here. A slice to third base back. The throw to first. And it's on time. What a play by Mackey to Peterson. And Peterson has made so many great plays throughout the season for Seneca. And that is another one to put to the highlight tape. He's got a great stretch. And his athleticism from the first base back is really unremarkable.
I didn't think Mackey had a chance. When he dove and knocked that ball down the backhand, he was over behind third base on the foul line. And to get enough on it to get that first out, wow, what a play.
Next pitch, high and out the zone for ball one against Corbin Sherman. This is his first time taking a plate appearance today. Next pitch to him is high as well for ball number two. A 2-0 count. Up next, Braden Foss and Kersenbrock in the hole. The 2-0 delivery is outside again. This one low below the knees. And it's 3-0.
Well, Schmidt's probably glad that he's not having to face Mrulis again, because he was 2-for-2 against him. Mrulis has both hits in this game for Colby. They still only have two hits, and he's got both of them, but he's now out of the contest.
Needing someone else to step up to the plate and make the big play. Next pitch, inside for strike one against Corbin Sherman. 3-1 count now. Next pitch is high upstairs for ball number four, and Sherman will get on first base with one out.
Five free passes now given up by Schmidt. Four walks, and he did hit one batter as well. So far, only one of those five free passes has produced a run for Colby.
He has had a walk in every single in the last four innings. He has had one walk in the second, third, fourth, and now the fifth. Hopefully a trend that he probably doesn't want to continue, but in the last inning, the first walk came on, and then there was an immediate 4-6-3 double play. We'll see what Seneca can cook up here. First pitch to Foss is out for ball one.
You know, you mentioned the double play. Both teams have played great defense. I don't think we've had an error this game. We've had a couple wild pitches, but no errors by the defense.
Hopefully knocked on wood when you said that. First hit here to the third baseman. The play, and there's the first error of the game. I told you, knock on wood. Unfortunately, Foot did not. And there's your first error of the game to come on through. That is not only the announcer's jinx, that's the president of KNZA's jinx.
Just describing just describing the action and telling facts, not forecasting the future. But, yeah, that is an E4 on a dropped ball by the second baseman, Roddy, now.
And the play was trying to be made at second base to get the tag applied on Sherman, but he is now safe on second. Foss is now on first. And Kirstenbrock is now up to bat with Anderson on deck. Next pitch here, high upstairs. The throw to second base, caught between third and second now. Is Sherman. He's in a pickle. He's running. The toss is lightly. Is it applied? He's safe. Caught in the pickle, but able to get back in the jar to second. Is Sherman. Wow. That could have been a disaster for Colby. Wow. That would have kind of erased the error there, if you will.
Well, Seneca's devastated because they thought they had the tag made. Oberding thought he applied the tag and had Sherman out, and now the Seneca coach coming out to question it as well and get an explanation from the field umpire. That's Mike Galley.
Well, Oberding, he held on the ball quite a long time, making that chase to Sherman, and waited something just maybe a couple feet from the bat before making that toss over there to Oberding. And again, if that play made, just probably a big 50-50 call, just by a couple of inches. All right, the runner is safe on second, runner on first, one down. Here it is Kirstenbrock. Next pitch, high as well, back-to-back balls on him. 3-0 count now. And a chance to load the bases for Colby Post, 3-6-3. They had the lead at the top of the first. They took the 1-0. They lost it in the bottom. They went down 4-1. Here it's 4-3. Next pitch, inside for strike one. Kirstenbrock looked for that early takeoff to first. But now he's brought back in the box for the 3-1. Schmidt looks back, now deals. Inside,
ouch.
That's off the helmet. But Kirstenbrock claps his hands together and takes it off the first. And that is the fifth walk, or excuse me, sixth pass there. Free pass from Seneca. And the second hit batter.
Yeah, I think we're going to have a pitching change, too. Started off pretty good for Schmitz, and he's still in line for the win, but he's going to be responsible for all three runners that are on base with only one out here in the top of the fifth inning. And you mentioned it, five walks, six free passes total now surrendered by Schmitz, and it looks like the left fielder Wirtz is maybe coming in to take over here for Seneca Post 21.
So again, here it will be Schmitz coming out of the game. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. But Seneca Post 21 still up 4-3. But Colby has a chance to rattle that scoreboard at the top of the fifth. One down and the bases loaded here on KMZA.
A hailstorm can mean devastation to a crop. With so much riding on your bottom line, get the protection and peace of mind you deserve.
call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas. Beth Dieters can provide you with hail coverage for your growing crop. Take a few minutes to protect whatever Mother Nature can destroy in a few seconds with hail and other perils. Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas. 785-334-CROP. An equal opportunity provider.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio Network. It's now Wirtz on the mound pitching here for Seneca Post 21. The switch is Schmitz out in the left field. So again, now Wirtz on the mound. Thomas catching, Peterson at first, Rodinghouse at second, Mackey at third, Oberding short, Schmitz in left, Hike in center, and Strothman in right. One out, bases loaded. Seneca's up 4-3 in the top of the fifth. Andreessen is up to bat here. First pitch here to him, and it is popped to right, chasing it down to the right fielder in Strothman. That will go foul for strike one.
Long run out there, but that's one thing about Noble Park. There's plenty of real estate available in foul territory, both up the left and right field line, so quite a bit of foul territory, all grassy area. Too far to run that time for Strothman.
Near pitch, lifted on that one, will drop. Runners will come through. The hit is out to right. But everyone will only progress one base pass. That is the first hit with runners in scoring position that Colby Post 363 has had, and the first hit that anyone has had that wasn't Rulius or Colby. That was Andreessen throwing down the one-out RBI single.
And that run charged to Schmitz, who can no longer earn the win for Seneca in this game. We're all tied up 4-4.
Surmeyer comes up on the 4-4 tie with the go-ahead run on the third. First pitch to him is in the corner for strike one. And this is Derek Wirtz pitching now. Next pitch here to Surmeyer, lifted on and out for strike two. So ahead of the batter, looking for the out.
First three batters that reached in this inning, walk, air, and hit by pitch. It's a good way not to protect a lead later in a game. It's basically even up three runners.
Next one fouled on, stays to the 0-2. Again, after Andreessen is Surmeyer and Glassman in the hole. Next delivery. Put on and swung on for the reach. That will record the strikeout.
So second out of the inning. Second time that Surmeyer struck out in this game. And a much-needed second out for Seneca. But the bases do remain loaded. For Keegan Glassman, who's been up to bat twice and drawn two walks so far here today.
So again, you mentioned two outs, bases loaded. And since the bases were loaded, Surmeyer, the force out on the strikeout.
Boy, if Wirtz can come in and get the final two outs and only give up one run, that would be a huge win for Seneca. He came in with the bases loaded, just one down. Wirtz continuing to work quickly.
First pitch, low and out for ball one against Glassman, the designated hitter, seventh in the batting order here for Colby. He has reached base twice today via the walk. Next one to him, lifted on, and a line caught low by the shortstop in Oberding, and that will put a halt here to what could have been a dangerous inning put together by Colby Post, 3-6-3. One run comes through off one hit, one error, and the bases are left loaded with three. It's 4-4 the tie. We head into the bottom of the fifth with Seneca Post 21 up to bat.
Have you been thinking about your future? Now more than ever is the perfect time to start planning. Here at United Bank and Trust, we're committed to helping you secure your financial future. That's why we're offering individual retirement accounts, or IRAs. With our flexible options, we will help find a plan that works for you. Don't wait for tomorrow. Plan for a future today with United Bank and Trust. Visit your local branch or our website today. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
If you're making plans for landscaping, your home, or business, you can get just what you want at Suthers Building Supply in Seneca. They have patio stones and rock in a choice of colors, including river rock, rainbow stone, and pond pebbles. Plus, they have everything for planting, like potting soil, topsoil, manure, and peat humus, just to name a few of the items that will make your lawn the best it's ever been. It's all at Suthers Building Supply on First Street in Seneca.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio Network. Here we're in the bottom of the fifth. Seneca Post 21 and Colby Post 363 are all tied up here in the bottom of the fifth, 4-4. Seneca up the bat here, Oberding, Wirtz, and Gary Foss still up here on the mound pitching for Colby. Again, we'd like to thank our sponsors here, our 2025 Legion Baseball sponsors. Shout out to Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha, locally owned and operated for 118 years. And again, also stay tuned for our McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca Player of the Game. We'll have that announced at the end of this contest. 4-4 here, the tie at the bottom of the fifth. Seneca up the bat. A no swing for ball one here against Oberding. Oberding, he is 2-for-2 today with a single and a double. He was thrown out at home, though, in the first inning. He was left stranded out in the second. And this second pitch is lifted out right to the fence. And that is another extra base hit for Evan Oberding.
He's got three of the five hits in this game for Seneca. He's 3-for-3, and two of those have been doubles. And this one comes leading off the inning as Seneca looks to retake the lead, but they just let slip away.
Well, again, you mentioned he's at back-to-back doubles now. Wirtz and Garrity both had a chance to get him in, and both of them were not able to score the runner back in the second inning. This pitch lifted on left and in the foul territory for strike one. Right now, Seneca Post 21, 1-for-4 with runners in scoring position. Chance to retake the lead in the bottom of the fifth with no outs and the leadoff man on second in Oberding. Wirtz, Garrity, and Thomas all up to bat.
Boss had retired the first eight batters that he faced before facing Oberding, giving up the double to start this inning. So he's been pretty good against the rest of the Seneca order once.
Next one lifted up beyond the third baseman, but it's foul for strike two. The 0-2 count now for Wirtz. Wirtz getting a chance to make it hurt here for Colby, the runner on second and no out.
He's now the pitcher of record, relieving Schmitz in the last half inning for the green and gold.
Wirtz, 1-for-2 today. He records the only RBI here. Via hitting here. This one out behind the shortstop. He might just have a chance to get another RBI single as the run comes in and scores with Oberding sliding through home plate. And Wirtz, he gets the single but gets the second on the throw home. A good hard hit that just sliced beyond the glove of Sherman.
I was a little bit surprised. Oberding rounded third trying to get home with nobody out in the inning. You hate to make that first out at home in a tie game, but he got in there just ahead of the tag and the throw, so Seneca's retaken the lead.
Reese Garrity, 0-for-2 today, steps up. Runner back in scoring position. Seneca, 2-for-5. First pitch to Garrity outside for the left-handed batter.
So Seneca's needing to record six more outs now at this point in the game. Have the current 5-4 lead, but looking to pad it.
On the 1-0, the golf swing and miss on the low fastball for strike number one. 1-1 count now for Garrity, the DH. Sun really shining on through that southeast wind, just a breeze of 5 to 6 miles per hour Nice 80-degree day here at Noble Park. Next pitch away and low for ball two. It's 2-1 now, the count on Garrity.
This game was slated for 11 o'clock this morning. And great work by the grounds crew and Hiawatha community to get it started at 2 p.m. today, just a few hours behind schedule.
Next pitch inside for strike two, a 2-2 count. And you give a shout-out to, again, the grounds crew and the Hiawatha people here. They did a great job putting the tarp up, investing into the tarp and getting it out there and making this field playable here today. So, again, a big shout-out here to the Hiawatha community to get this game and stay here going. And this one lifted out to the right, a drop in front of Curry. That will go down as a single.
Pretty good job, too, as a low pitch. Garrity kind of golfed it, as you alluded to, on his previous swing, but just lifted it out to short right field, and that's three batters that have come to the plate, and all three have base hits against Braden Foss here in the bottom of the fifth inning for Seneca. Now looking for much more than just a one-run lead, needing six outs here in this game to advance to the winner's bracket. The winner of this game will play tomorrow at 3:30 in the afternoon against the winner of Iola and Smith County. Next game coming up here today in Hiawatha, first-round game, will be Norton against Garnett. Norton and Garnett, the 4 and 5 seeds, so on the opposite side of the bracket is this game, with third zone winner Seneca taking on Colby. I guess it's more the zone winner than the seed, how the bracket plays out.
Here a pitch and a throw to second base and a throw back to home for the out. Derek Wirth caught trying to take home. Garrity will be able to get the steal on second, but a thrown out at home. Wirth will head out to the dugout, and that'll be the first out of the inning recorded against Seneca Post 21 here in the bottom of the fifth. But again, Seneca has already taken the lead. They lead 5-4 here.
I mean, give them credit for trying to stay aggressive, but they just made the first out of the inning at home, trying to steal home with nobody out.
The 1-0 offering is swung on and missed by Thomas. Just low and couldn't get to the ball. Thomas now on the 1-1. Thomas again bringing out the pencil back. Number two. Here's the swing, and that one has extra lead behind it, but it gets lined out to the right fielder, and the throw is all the way out to the third baseman, trying to make sure to cut off Garrity from making any movement or base progression. So Garrity will stay on second. Thomas lines out to right to Curry, and there is two down here.
Dumps a little salt in the Seneca wound as well, because that fly ball to right field would have easily allowed the runner a third to tag on that play if he wouldn't have been caught trying to steal home.
1-1 count. Peterson now up to bat. Here's the pitch inside, ripped foul. Four, strike one. Schmitz on deck, Hike in the hole. We're at 6, 7, 8, and 9 in the batting order here for Seneca Post 21. As they have the one-run lead, two down with a runner on second. Peterson, who's been the trusty first baseman here, who's made a lot of great plays for Seneca here today, showing out his athleticism, his stretch. Here he's on the 0-1 count, steps out of the box, he's back in, and here he holds his bat back on the outside fastball pitch. Now 1-1 on the count for Peterson. All heads back up to Foss. We've alluded that Foss has been the pitcher who came in, the third pitcher today for Colby, but he has been the most reliable. He has had the most success. And this one, a throw back to the second baseman, gets past Whittington. Kirstenbrock is able to stop it from going too far in the outfield, so Garrity will be able to stay. Foss looking to get the ball back to him. I'm not sure what's happening right now, but both the officials are going to collude here and have a conversation.
Seneca coach was questioning the balk on that previous throw. He brought it up with the home plate umpires, going out to check with his colleague to see if there was a balk on that previous throw.
But it goes down as a balk. Garrity will move to third base with two outs. And they will call the balk. So the balk will allow Gary to put himself in a more favorable scoring position. But again, a sacrifice will not score here. You need to put down a hit if you're Caden Peterson. Two down here in the bottom of the fifth. So 1-1 count here on Caden Peterson, but he has his first opportunity to get a run to come through. Yeah, the RBI. And the first pitch, or third pitch here to go to him, is inside his knees for ball two. 2-1 count. Here's the offering. Is sliced on beyond the right fence for strike two.
Well, no doubt Seneca would feel a little bit better with a two-run cushion than just a one-run advantage going into the final two innings of this opening round game here today.
2-2 count, looking to put the bow on it, is Foss. Here it goes, and that one is lined straight to the shortstop. A great play by Corbin Sherman, and that will record the final out of the fifth inning. Seneca is able to take the lead while it was tied 4-4 heading into the bottom of the fifth. It is now 5-4 Seneca lead here. They were able to get the RBI single off Reese Garrity. We head up to the top of the sixth. Kobe Post up to bat next.
When's the last time you reviewed your insurance policy and rates? Brian Green here, your local Allstate agent serving Northeast Kansas. I'm here to ensure you have the coverage you need at the right price. Don't wait. Call me and my team today to discuss your policy and explore potential savings. Your peace of mind is just a call away. Contact us at 785-271-5060. Choose the Brian Green Agency, representing Allstate, where you're in good hands. Ours.
At Bob Schwartz Financial, we believe that your values shape your financial future. We are committed to understanding what matters most to you, your dreams, your goals, your family. With transparency at the heart of everything we do, you'll always know where your money is invested and why. Join us at Bob Schwartz Financial, where values guide our commitment to your success.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back here to the MSC Sports Radio Network. We enter the top of the sixth inning. Seneca Post 21 was able to reclaim the lead in the bottom of the fifth with an RBI single dropped down by Reese Garrity, who was able to hit a run to come through and score in Evan Olverding. And Seneca now takes the lead 5-4 here over Colby as we enter the top of the sixth. Colby up the bat.
So they've made a substitution. It's McGuire Franz. This replaced Coben Curry in the lineup. You're batting eight and leading off for Colby. So McGuire getting his first at-bat here against Wirtz.
Franz, first pitch to him, chops it, and it's playable from the third baseman. It's a great pickup. Losing the balance of the footing was Mackey, but he still was able to get the throw on time and on target to Peterson, and that will record the first out in the top of the sixth. Now, Talon Work will come up here, the ninth batter in the order for Colby Post 363. So, Colby a chance to head back up to the top of the order with Withington on deck. Work today 0-2, strikeout and a ground out. First pitch here to him is out for ball one. Here it's been Derek Wirtz who's came in and worked here from the stretch, trying to get the win here now for Seneca. His lead was taken, playable to first, and that was another one on time. Mackey has been immaculate from the third base side.
And Olverding and Mackey, that left side of the infield, they both made some phenomenal plays defensively. Wow. Seneca showcasing the leather.
I am crowning that term, immaculate. That was what you call that there. For the work from the third baseman. A great play, a stretch also by Peterson. His ability from the first base bag is, again, has been incredible here today.
Well, two quick outs. Seneca needs just four more to advance in the winner's bracket.
So two up and two down. First pitch to the top of the order. Withington is in for strike one. Withington here today 0-2. He's reached base once. Via the walk, wind up and pitch, and that breaking ball does not hit the zone, though there is a crowd disapproval on on the Seneca side. 1-1 count now here in the top of the order, Withington. The delivery struck on. Here is Olberding. The throw to Peterson, and all three outs put to the first baseman. And just like that, a 3-up and 3-down inning in Seneca, getting just 3 more outs against Colby to take the round 1 victory. We head into the bottom of the 6th, Seneca Post 21, leading by 1, 5-4.
Need mobile tire service in Northeast Kansas? Well, look no further than Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia. They've got you covered. Specializing in on-site tire repair and replacement for agricultural, over-the-road, and commercial vehicles. Whether you're in the field or on the road, our expert team at Becker Repair and Performance will get you back up and running fast. Contact Becker Repair and Performance today at 785-857-3215 or visit online at BeckerRepairAndPerformance.com for reliable, professional service. At Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia, we're here to keep you moving.
Looking for a new career opportunity? Look no further. Cook Cabinets is hiring. They offer competitive wages and a great work environment. Come join their team and help create beautiful cabinets for their customers. Cook Cabinets looking for hardworking individuals that are eager to learn and grow. Don't miss out on this great opportunity. Apply today at cookandco.com. That's K-O-C-H-A-N-D-C-O.com. Cook & Company is an equal opportunity employer.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio Network. Credit and Profit, Justin Fluke, and Kirk Kilman back in studio. Again, we'd like to thank our Legion Baseball sponsors here today. So this is the same bank and trust company in Hiawatha, locally owned and operated for 118 years in Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. Seneca Post 21 has the lead up by 1, 5-4 here. We enter the bottom of the 6th. The final 3 here in the batting order for Seneca comes up. Camden Schmitz, Carter Hike, and Caleb Strothman. Voss still on the mound for Colby Post 363. First pitch to Schmitz. That one cranks in for strike 1.
Quick programming reminder, of course, all the Seneca games in the AA State Legion Tournament this weekend will be right here on 92.1 KMZA. That pitch misses just outside. Our next broadcast will be over on sister station 103.9 KMZA. And again, with all the games moved back today about 3 hours because of the rain, that'll be Hiawatha against Marysville. Hiawatha and Marysville not slated for a first pitch until about 9:30 tonight. So we will have that game over on 103.9 KMZA this evening.
Yep, can't put on the nightshades too early tonight. Got to keep them up here for the Hiawatha game we have later on today. And here a pitch hit and contacted by Schmitz down the middle. And that is a single for Schmitz. The leadoff man is now on for Seneca Post 21. And now in back-to-back innings, Seneca Post has had their leadoff man get on with a leadoff hit. Leadoff man was not able to get on the second, third, or fourth for Seneca. Throw back to first base. Safe as Schmitz as he slides in. Here now Carter Hike up the bat. Walked his first time up, struck out his second time. First pitch here to him is low into the dirt for ball 1.
Seneca is still just 3 outs away from winning and advancing, but looking for a little more insurance. Like to take more than a one-run cushion into the 7th and final inning when Colby will have their 2, 3, and 4 hitters coming up.
Carter Hike here slices to the third baseman. The play is the second base. No, it's an error. You thought there might have been a chance there for Colby to record a double play, but instead an error is made from the second baseman, and Whittington drops the ball, and the E4... That's the second time Withington has erred today here for Colby. That allows a runner now on second and first. He has the first error here today by Colby. The only 2 errors he's had today have been by both teams' second basemen. Runner on first and second, no outs. Caleb Strothman, bottom of the order. We'll head back up to the top after this at-bat. First pitch ripped shortly and sharply to third base back, and the touch is applied by Surmeyer onto the back.
I think Surmeyer thought he had a little more time than he actually did. If he would have taken any more leisure than he did, he might have not touched the third base back before Camden Schmitz got over there. That ended up being a fairly close play, but Colby does get that lead runner out for the first out here in the sixth.
So one down, runner on first and second, a runner still in scoring position in Hike. And now we're back up to the deadly top of the order here for Seneca. First pitch to Mackey, out for ball one. And Mackey today is 1-for-3. Got a single to lead off this game. It is a one-pitch hit. This one, rocket up of the second baseman, and that will go down as a hit, and the bases will be loaded as everyone moves up one base.
And Seneca couldn't pick a better guy to have coming to the plate with the bags juiced here and just one out in the frame.
Carter Hike on third, Stroppin on second, Mackey on first. A chance for Seneca Post 21 to put some major insurance with this 5-4 lead here in the bottom of the sixth. Evan Olberding, who's had a very great day today, is 3-of-3, two extra base hits with the doubles. First pitch to him into the far corner for strike number one.
If he gets a hit here and goes 4-for-4 and drives in a runner, you might as well just go give him a McDonald's free extra value meal.
Well, McDonald's right behind us. We just might as well go pick him up the meal. So here, again, big day for Olberding. 1-for-1. He's looking for the 4-for-4 deal. Here, this one is shortly hit. He might not get the 4-for-4 deal, but if he can get to the first base bag, he does at least put down the sacrifice, and two runs will come in as there was an error made on the toss to first. So Olberding reaches off the fielder's choice. It is Jack Mackey who gets recorded out at second, but there is an error on the throw to first, which allows Caleb Stroppin to come through, but the sacrifice hit did score Carter Hike. So one RBI does come through there for Olberding. So for Olberding, still a very productive at bat there for him. Two runs come in. Seneca extends their lead from 5-4 to 7-4. But Derek Wirtz now up the bat, a runner only on first. Pitch guide up to left, tracking it is Work. And Wirt is able to record the final out against Jarek Wirtz. And we'll see Wirtz back up here on the mound for Seneca as we head up into the top of the seventh. Seneca Post 21 is able to put up two runs off an RBI and an error here in the bottom of the sixth. 7-4 is the lead. We got one more inning of regulation left to go here on KNZA.
Have you been thinking about your future? Now more than ever is the perfect time to start planning. Here at United Bank & Trust, we're committed to helping you secure your financial future. That's why we're offering individual retirement accounts, or IRAs. With our flexible options, we will help find a plan that works for you. Don't wait for tomorrow. Plan for a future today with United Bank & Trust. Visit your local branch or our website today. United Bank & Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
If you're making plans for landscaping, your home, or business, you can get just what you want at Souther's Building Supply in Seneca. They have patio stones and rock in a choice of colors, including river rock, rainbow stone, and pond pebbles. Plus, they have everything for planting, like potting soil, topsoil, manure, and peat humus, just to name a few of the items that will make your lawn the best it's ever been. It's all at Souther's Building Supply on First Street in Seneca.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back here to the MSC Sports Radio Network. Seneca Post 21 has the lead 7-4 as we enter the final inning of regulation. It is the top of the seventh. Again, a chance here to end it in the top of the seventh as, again, just three more outs away. Seneca at the two-run insurance. And what's it going to take here for
Seneca to secure this first-round game here against Colby.
Wirtz has been doing pretty good. He's came in and only had to throw 14 pitches to record 5 outs, so that's pretty darn efficient. He needs 3 more.
Next pitch here, the first one of the inning to Garrity. And, excuse me, here to now Eloy Ruiz, who has come back into the game. Mentioned that Eloy came out earlier off an injury coming into home plate. Here he slices for a single, and he is 3-for-3 today. In Eloy Ruiz, he had a single and scored in the third inning when he came through and scored that run, though. He had hurt his hand, which made him come out of the game as a pitcher. He is now back in the game at shortstop and here back in the batting order in that spot that Corbin Sherman substituted into.
Number 2 spot in the batting order has been on fire for both teams today.
Oh, yes, absolutely. That has been the lucky number. Braden Foss here now up to bat. This one swung on and put straight back into the back right fence.
I think his number 2 hitter, Evan Oberding, is 3-for-4 with a run scored and an RBI, including a pair of doubles. And as credit mentioned, Eli Ruiz is now 3-for-3, but Corbin Sherman, who had one bat in his spot in the lineup while he's getting his wrist and hand checked out to make sure it was okay, he drew a walk and scored a run. So that number 2 spot in the lineup has scored 3 of the 4 runs in this game for Colby so far.
In the top of the order, and again, you mentioned the top of the order, the 3 runs that have come through the number 2 spot, but also the 1 run that came up in the number 1. Here, rocketed out. It's the number 3 in the spot for Colby. Foss putting one down to progress. Ruiz to second base. Foss reaching off the single to second. And already here, the tying run is now at the plate.
Seneca only up 1. They went up 3, and he thought, man, we needed just 3 outs. Up 3, we're looking pretty good. But Colby says, not so fast. We're not ready to take the L just yet. They've had 2 guys up, 2 guys on, and here's the number 4 cleanup hitter.
The Seneca team has been real hot. They'd like to continue their winning streak that has been out of the past couple weeks. This one rocketed out foul for Kirsten Brock. First strike, number 1. In Seneca last year in the AA state tournament, they lost in the first round to Hiawatha 21-11. They were eliminated by Donovan County 10-0. They had not picked up a single win last year in the AA state tournament. Here they have a chance to get their first win this year in the first round. Kirsten Brock on the 0-1, slicing hot out to center left, and it drops. The runners are heading around third base. One runner will come around third. That is Ruiz. He scores. Foss, he will stop at third. And Kirsten Brock, the tying run, is halted at second.
Wow, that was the hardest, deepest tip ball we've had so far in this game. Keep in mind, Colby only had 3 total hits coming into this 7th inning, and now they have 3 consecutive hits. The first 3 batters up, single, single, and a double to the left center field gap. And as you mentioned, the tying runs are on base. The go-ahead run comes to the plate. It looks like Seneca is going to go to their third pitcher of the day and make a change in a save opportunity here. Now trying to protect a 2-run lead, but they have 0 outs. Of course, Seneca is the home team, so if Colby would tie it or take the lead, Seneca will still get another at-bat here in this game.
We'll keep things here as we're in the, again, the top of the 7th inning. Again, we've mentioned up to this point, Colby Post 363 playing from behind after giving up that lead in the bottom of the 1st. And up to this point, again, Seneca has been real dominant. And Colby, I wanted to mention this. They have only been able to get themselves going in the odd innings. They scored in the 1st, the 3rd, the 5th, now the 7th. So those even innings, well, it's been even at the odds, well, against them. Again, here for Seneca, they'll still have the chance in the bottom of the 7th. Let's give a quick shout-out to all of our Legion sponsors one time through the order here. Again, a shout-out to Kirkwood & Company Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland, open 7 days a week with great specials. C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabetha, C&K helping you get there safely. Kime TS Trucking of Sabetha, offering great employment packages and options for truck drivers.
And at the end of this game, we'll have our McDonald's and Hiawatha and Seneca player of the game sponsor. So a new pitcher here comes in for Seneca. And here we're nearly getting ready for the top of the rest of the top of the seventh inning to come through.
Jack Mackey is the pitcher. He's going to be facing Talon Andreessen, who's 1-for-3 with a single his last time up. Again, just 6 total hits for Colby, but 3 of them coming consecutively here in the top of the seventh inning. Let's see if Seneca can get Mackey to put on the brakes.
Well, Mackey was immaculate from the third base bag. In today's game, he has had some incredible plays there. So he'll try to hit the save. Pitch, swung on and missed for Andreessen. Here's a 1-1 count on Andreessen with runners on second and third with no outs. Next pitch, way high for ball two. 2-1 count against Andreessen. Thurmeyer on deck, and in the hole is Glassman. Next one inside, fastball, just out.
And again, I'll say this. I said it earlier, and it proved to fruition. A walk isn't the worst thing here for Seneca. Runners second and third, and that pitch outside, ball four. So, you know, the good thing is that now you have a force at any base. You have a chance for a double play. You can come home and try to protect a 2-run lead. Seneca up 7-5. Colby has the bases loaded, but now Mackey will need to throw strikes and let his defense work behind him.
Still looking for that first out of the game. Again, you still have that 2-run lead. We'll see if that insurance pays off here in the top of the seventh. Again, Seneca still the chance to bat in the bottom. But Colby looking to make it hurt in the final inning of regulation. Mackey the pitch, low and away for ball one on Surmeyer. And those bases are absolutely juiced with the go-ahead run in Andreessen on first. Next pitch, just out of the corner for ball two.
Surmeyer not going to swing until he sees a strike probably here. Ahead in the count 2-0 with the bags full, no need to help Seneca out.
Mackey, the 2-0 delivery still outside. That one high above the helmet on the far side of the batter. And it's a 3-0 count, and Mackey trying to get refocused. Here he puts one right down the plate for strike one. That one should help him.
Yeah, take a deep breath. Rinse and repeat.
Barking from the stretch. Next one here. Rinse down the left line. That will stretch all the way to left corner. The game will be tied here by Colby. 7-7 to throw to second base. Not on time. That goes for a slide-in double. A 2-RBI slide-in double with no outs on the board. Surmeyer ties the game up for Colby and Seneca.
First time the game's been tied since the first inning. Colby now has a chance to take their first lead since they had a 1-0 advantage a half inning into this game today. Again, they've just kind of stuck around. They battled some adversity, but they brought their bats to this seventh inning, and Seneca desperate now to record an out.
Near first pitch for ball one against Glassman. And the runner is again on second and third base. Coming in this inning, Colby Post 363 was 1-of-5 with runners in scoring position. Here they are 2-for-2 in the inning. And they have a chance to go 3-for-3. Oh. Yes, they do. That one over the top of their Strothman. And runners will come through and score. It's another 2-RBI double from Colby. And not only in the last 2 hits have they tied the game. They have taken the lead by 2, their largest lead today.
6 batters have come to the plate here in this 7th inning for Colby. All 6 of them have reached. 5 have already come across the plate to score. Colby saving their best for the last inning today.
And is now 9-7. And tricked it out to the right for the foul tip. That is France. Coming in.
Can't say that I saw this coming, Crendon. Colby had 3 hits through the first 6 innings total.
Here, this one, a slicer, third base bag, the throw to first, and it is on time. Another great stretch from Peterson to make the play.
Five hits here in the seventh inning for Colby, and three of those five hits have been extra bases. They have just pounded the ball and found the gaps. Come to life here in the final frame.
This inning alone, Colby, 3-4 with runners in scoring position. Next one, a wild pitch. That'll escape. Thomas and Glassman will head to third. We're at the bottom of the order for Colby, the ninth batter in talent work. He is 0-3 today, but he's got a chance to get someone on the board here, even with a sacrifice. Next pitch, outside and in. Ball one. Next pitch, this one just past the glove of Rottinghouse, and that will be another hit. I mentioned work is 0-3 today, but now here he puts down a base hit for a run. So now the lead is 3 for Colby Post, 3-6-3. We head up into the dangerous top of the order, and we have yet to have a team today go through more than their nine batters in their order. And Colby Post, 3-6-3, has a chance to do it here. This one fouled straight back, Whittington. The ninth batter to come up here to end this inning. And again, we talked about it. Colby has only had three hits before coming into this inning, and they have recorded now six in this inning alone. Next one swung on, fouled again. It's now an 0-2 count for Whittington. He wants to keep the damage here to six runs. Next pitch here is fouled again. It's a 10-7 game, a three-run lead for Colby. Next pitch out of the zone, a hesitated throw to first from Thomas. He decides to not pull the trigger. And that is the first ball on the count for Whittington. The 1-2. Throw back to first, safely back in time, is work. Whittington stretches the bat in front of him. And he's out of the box, steps back in, taps the plate, twins the knees, and now he's ready to rock and roll. Throw back to first. That one rolls away from Peterson, but he's able to recollect it shortly after the drop. The runner is still safe at first in work. Trying to get that second out in any way possible right here. This one swung on left center. It's high in the air, but it will fall, and no one's there to grab it, at least initially, and then it's the center fielder has to recorrect himself and hike to make the grab and throw to third. It'll go down as a double for Whittington, and work is now on third.
Wheels just kind of coming off here for Seneca, and only one walk surrendered by Mackey. It's not like he's not throwing strikes, but the hits for Colby have been phenomenal in this seventh inning. Seven of them now. There's maybe another.
And that one will go to the first baseman after a collection from Overding at short. And after Peterson records the out at first, he throws it to third to try to record an out, but instead it will be an error and a run will come through.
So Whittington comes all the way around to score on the air throw after Seneca made the 6-3 play and got the second out of the inning. The throw across the diamond goes wild, and that allows Whittington to come on home.
And now here it's Foss coming up in the order.
So 8 runs in the inning on 7 hits. 8 runs, 7 hits here in the top of the 7th. 11 batters have come to the plate.
Just needing the final out. Another hit to extend this inning here for Colby Post. 3-6-3.
You know, the good thing is that Seneca's still got an at-bat and an opportunity, but, you know, they're down three runs already, and just feel like every hit and extension of this inning by Colby is kind of deflating the hope and opportunity that Seneca may have remaining.
Making it harder and harder to come back here. Just a runner on first. Colby, post 363, has been able to get eight runs, I believe, to come through and score in this inning, and it has been a rough one here for Seneca. Again, they have been so great through the entirety of this game, but now you mentioned the wheels falling off in the final inning of play. Again, they still do have that chance in the bottom, but it will be a big hill they will have to climb out of.
Mentioned the winner of this game plays at 3:30 tomorrow in a semifinal. The loser of this game plays the early game tomorrow morning, which will start at 8 a.m. We do plan to have all of the Seneca games at the State AA Tournament broadcast here on 92.1 KMZA. So win, and that's tomorrow at 3:30, or lose, and that would be tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. Hiawatha will play later tonight their first-round game against Marysville, has the best record in the state tournament at 19-6. Marysville, Hiawatha winner, will play at 1 p.m. tomorrow afternoon. The loser of Marysville and Hiawatha will play tomorrow at 10:30 a.m. They changed the game times on the bottom consolation side of the bracket. Originally, it was Hiawatha that was going to have to play at 8 a.m. Saturday if they lost, which didn't seem real fair when you have a team playing the late game the night before, then playing the early game the next morning. But they've got that switched around because Hiawatha and Marysville are slated for a 9:30 p.m. first pitch game later tonight in the first round, so at least the loser of that will not have to play the first game then the next morning. Other teams in this tournament, we mentioned Norton and Garnett. They're coming up in game number two after this one. Game number three today will be Iola against Smith County. Almost all these teams, seven of the eight, are returning to the state tournament this year after they participated in last year's state AA tournament in Concordia. And Iola has been kind of the team that's dominated Legion the last couple of years.
Won three straight in a row.
Yeah. So a new pitcher for Seneca here to try to get the final out.
Yeah, it's Caden Peterson who comes from the first base bag looking to get the final out here. It's 12-7. Colby has extended this lead major. They have put eight runs in this inning alone. Looking here for the final out. It's Kirsten Brockton up the bat with a runner on first, and that's Braden Floss. We are in the top of the seventh. Seneca will have a chance to bat here in the bottom. A look back to first, and now redirecting the eyes is Peterson, the nod, and now the pitch down the plate. A good breaking ball for strike one.
You know, the team is getting ready to play the next game. They had gathered behind the dugouts about 20 minutes ago, thinking, you know, Seneca's up three more outs, and this game's over, and this has turned into a marathon half inning with the bottom of the seventh still coming up.
Here, a slicer to Olberding. The play is to first, and that is the final out to be made here in the top of the seventh, but it will not excuse the damages. Colby is able to put up eight runs in the inning off a plethora of hits. And now Seneca Post 21. He'll have to make up five runs to tie it to put it in the extra here on KMZA.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Sun's out, toys out. Whether it's your boat, ATV, jet ski, or side-by-side, make sure it's covered before you hit the throttle. At SBS Insurance, we protect your summer fun with customized coverage that moves with you. Play hard, ride smart, insure it first.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Are you looking to team up with a local bank that's ready to help you succeed? Hi, I'm Lynette Hiltzbrand with First Heritage Bank. From opening a checking account that can put money in your pocket to helping you buy a new home, we have the products and experience to help you succeed. Whether we are next to you on the sideline supporting our hometown team or across the desk helping you purchase a new vehicle, you can count on our local staff to help you reach your financial goals. We're an equal housing lender located in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion, or online at 1hbank.com. Member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, when we were at the top of the seventh, Seneca was up 7-4, and Colby only had three hits. and they just took the lead with 8 runs in the top of the 7th off 7 hits and error, leaving 1 on base. Sanga Post 21 now plays by behind their largest deficit of the night, 12-7. They need a lot to get going. A nice breeze is coming on through. A shade has taken the field. The first pitch here is a strike here against Garrity. Next one is up and out for ball one. 1-1 count here against Reese Garrity, the DH, as he leads off the bottom of the 7th here. Thomas on Jack, and in the hole is Peterson. Next pitch there outside. Ball two. The 2-1 count now on Garrity. Garrity has only reached once here today off of the single back in the 5th inning. Next pitch outside again. And after the first pitch being recorded as a strike against Garrity, 3 of them, the next 3 pitches here as and down his balls. So 3-1 count now for Garrity, trying to get on. That is a high, chest-high pitch, and that will walk the DH.
Well, if you're Seneca, you know, one at bat, one pitch at a time, right? You're not going to get 5-6 runs here, just a plate appearance. So good start there by not being over-aggressive, taking the pitches, lead-off walk, one runner aboard.
And this is the first round, first game of the AA State American Legion Baseball Tournament. First pitch for strike against Thomas. Thomas, the pencil bat. Here, the lefty. He's got a glove just on his right hand, no glove on his left. And here, he stays patient on the next pitch as it goes out and away for ball one. Thomas 1-1 here. He has reached just once today off the walk in the first inning. He is 0-2, and they ground out to first and a line out to right. Here, this one, a hard hit, heads over the second baseman, and Withington, sharply done, and Thomas is able to finally use the number 2 pencil to put down a hit.
First hit for him today, and again, if you're Seneca, you don't want to be over-aggressive on the base pass here. You're not worried about getting 1 or 2 runs in. You need a minimum of 5, so don't take any chances. Just try to keep moving the line.
Peterson now up the bat. First pitch to him is letter high and outside of the zone for ball one. Steps back, throwing the stance about 3/4 of the way into the tight right corner. And here he awaits the pitch from Foss, who's been the big dominant arm here today from Colby. Next pitch out and away again for ball two. Runners on first and second. Again, Seneca is needing a big comeback to put together here in the bottom of the 7th. It would be really impressive if they can do it. But no outs. Got a lot of room to work with here. Next pitch here is dropped. And we'll go down for a strike. Runners thought about taking off, but stopped as the roll wasn't that far from Stramel, the catcher here, from Colby. And right now, Colby's defensive lineup, Foss pitching, Stramel at catching, Andreessen at first, Withington at second, Surmeyer at third, and from left to right of the field, Work, Person, Brock, and Curry. Foss taking the look back to second. Here's the pitch. This one fouled out to the right fence. Here now, the 2-2 count for Caden Peterson. It's all tied up. But Foss wants to put the bow on it. Looking for the first strikeout in the bottom of the 7th and the first out. Foss checking back and now front. This one snatching the glove to play at third and the tack is applied. There was a little bit of a scamper there by Surmeyer as he was a little unsure if he had the applied tag on his foot to the bag. He reapplied it though and did get the out on Garrity. So one out, runners on first and second still.
And a good job by Colby getting the lead runner there. Surmeyer wanted to make absolute positive that they got that out. So double tap the bag just to make sure, not leave any questions. He knew he didn't have a chance at a double play.
First pitch, low and out against Camden Schmitz. Schmitz today, he's reached twice. He is at a hit and walked. He is 1-for-2. The 1-0 count for Schmitz, the lefty. Foss, he collects his eyes to the home plate and Throws that one low. Now the 2-0 count for Foss as he grabs the ball on the right side, now brings it in front of him. Foss collecting his stance. Now looks back, now front goes his eyes, and another low pitch for ball three. Chance to load the bases for Seneca. One out. Need to put a rally together here in the bottom of the seventh to at least tie down 5, 12-7 here against Colby. Next pitch, that one is strike number one. 3-1 count now for Camden Schmitz. The seventh in the batting order for Seneca Post 21. Next one into the inner ways for ball four. And now the bases are loaded with one down, but we may just see a fourth pitching change here today by Colby Post 363. I don't think I see the coach out there with the team. It's just a player meeting up at the mound, just trying to calm down Braden Foss, recollect his focus. It was a real quick meeting there. Now everyone breaks apart and gets back to their respective positioning.
Yeah, the tying run is still in the on-deck circle, so no way that this at bat you could lose the game.
Here, Carter Hike. Base is loaded. First pitch to him. That one, nice little bender that hits in the right far corner of the batter for strike number one. Hike has reached twice today, once up an error and a walk, slices the third base. The play is still home. The tag is applied. The runners are on first, second, and third still, but there are two outs. And what was a three-run lead at the top of the seventh inning, Seneca's down 5 with two down in the bottom of the seventh.
Good job for Colby there again to get the lead runner. Keeping runs off the board. Might have been an easy play just to go to third, but had the force at home and keeps a run off the board and keeps it a 5-run cushion right now for Colby.
Finally at the bottom of the order here for Seneca. It looks like a pinch hitter coming in. Eli Sudbeck. He will take his first at-bat and plate appearance here today in a most crucial moment of this game with two down and runners on first, second, and third. 1-1 count here for Stroudson as he pulls away from the second pitch. And Seneca still with a chance here. In 5 runs in this bottom seventh inning. Foss delivers this one. It will be a wild pitch. One run will come in. And runners will progress a base path. So Peterson comes through. Schmitz on third and Hike at second.
Takes away the force out anywhere as well. See if Eli Sudbeck can keep the line moving. He's replacing Caleb Strothman, who was 0-for-3 today, but did once reach on a fielder's choice and score a run in that 9-0.
Next pitch out and away for ball three. If Strothman can get on, the tying run would be at the dish, but there would be two down. Deep breath and a shoulder shrug by Foss. He delivers a breaking ball that winds in nicely to the inside corner. Or strike two with a full count, and it all comes down to the final batter in the lineup on the full count. It's swing on and reach. Can it hit the gap? It's grabbed by the second baseman. The toss is to Andreessen, and Colby Post 363 completes the comeback from behind the top of the seventh. And Seneca falls in the first round in back-to-back years. This year, 12-8. They'll still have a chance in the elimination game tomorrow. We'll talk about it a little bit more here in just a bit. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. But again, Colby Post 363 heads on to the winner's queue of the bracket. Seneca falls into the loser's side. 12-8, the final score. Colby Post 363 wins here on KMZA.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Looking for a new career opportunity? Look no further. Cook Cabinets is hiring. They offer competitive wages and a great work environment. Come join their team and help create beautiful cabinets for their customers. Cook Cabinets looking for hardworking individuals that are eager to learn and grow. Don't miss out on this great opportunity. Apply today at cookandco.com. That's K-O-C-H-A-N-D-C-O.com. Cook & Company is an equal opportunity employer.
Have you been thinking about your future? Now more than ever is the perfect time to start planning. Here at United Bank & Trust, we're committed to helping you secure your financial future. That's why we're offering individual retirement accounts, or IRAs. With our flexible options, we will help find a plan that works for you. Don't wait for tomorrow. Plan for a future today with United Bank & Trust. Visit your local branch or our website today. United Bank & Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
If you're making plans for landscaping, your home, or business, you can get just what you want at Souther's Building Supply in Seneca. They have patio stones and rock in a choice of colors, including river rock, rainbow stone, and pond pebbles. Plus, they have everything for planting, like potting soil, topsoil, manure, and peat humus, just to name a few of the items that will make your lawn the best it's ever been. It's all at Souther's Building Supply on First Street in Seneca.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to MSC Sports Radio Network. You're tuned 92.1 at KMZA. Kryn Proffitt, Justin Fluke, Kirk Kelman back in studio. A heartbreaking loss here for Seneca Post 21. Of course, the tournament here continues for both of these teams as Colby enters the winner's bracket and Seneca enters the losing bracket. But unfortunately, they are put out to the elimination game. The game they will play coming up next year soon. We'll talk about that in a moment. But again, let's go over a quick recap of this game. Seneca losing 12-8. Seneca, they came out in the bottom of the first inning. They were down 1-0. Colby scored the first shot of the game off a wild pitch. Seneca put up four runs in the first inning. Both teams did not score in the second. Colby put up two runs in the third. It was 4-3 for as long as possible until we got to that fifth inning where Colby was able to tie it at 4-4. Seneca was able to retake the lead at 5-4. Seneca Post 21 put some insurance on in the bottom of the sixth with the two runs. We're up 7-4 heading in the top of the seventh. Colby, up to that point, heading in the top of the seventh, only had three hits on the game and were 1-5 with runners in scoring position. They went 5-6 with runners in scoring position and recorded seven hits in that top of the seventh inning, allowing eight runners to come on through and score. Colby made the comeback late in the game. Seneca, unfortunately, only able to get one run to come through in the bottom of the seventh. So then a big heartbreaking loss here for Seneca. Thoughts here, Justin Fluke?
Yeah, I mean, you just feel like it's tough because you feel like Seneca was kind of in control throughout the majority of that game until Colby goes for eight runs on seven hits in their final inning of play. I mean, they were down by three, and then before you knew it, they were up by five and able to come from behind to get the win. You know, maybe a run here or there that Seneca could have taken advantage of and didn't, but still, you know, they put together eight runs, got nine hits. You hope that would be enough to win a game. Both teams only had a couple errors. Seneca ended up only leaving eight runners total on base through seven innings, but suffered the loss. And, you know, they used three pitchers today as well, with Schmitz and Wirtz and Mackey. So their venture back through the consolation side of the bracket will be pretty tough as well. The three pitchers used by Colby here today, and actually is the final pitchers that ended up settling with the decisions. Wirtz ended up coming in, getting the first five outs without much trouble, but he was tacked with four of the eight runs that Colby scored in that last inning and ultimately took the loss. Braden Foss, he's kind of a guy we probably didn't talk about enough. Foss came in to pitch for Colby and finished out the game. I mean, he pitched very well after, you know, Surmeyer only went two-thirds of an inning, and Eli Rulis only went a little over an inning, and then he was injured. But Foss came in and really kind of held Seneca in check for the most part. He at least allowed, you know, Colby some time and opportunity to come back and then have a chance to win it. So good job by Braden Foss, really, with pitching for Colby to keep this game close enough for them to have a chance at the comeback. A couple of the offensive stars for Seneca, Evan Olberding, excuse me, went 3-for-4 with a run and a ribby. Jack Mackey had 2 hits. Derek Wirtz had 2 hits and 2 RBI. Also 1 hit for Levi Thomas, 1 hit each for Carter Hike and Caleb Strothman, and 1 run scored in this game for both Levi Thomas and also Carter Hike had 1 run scored as well. Seneca will be back at it at 8 a.m. tomorrow morning, and we'll be here to broadcast it for you on 92.1 KMZA.
Yeah, you mentioned that. The loser of the Iola and Smith County game will be taking on Seneca tomorrow at 8 a.m., while the winner of that game will take on Colby tomorrow at 3:30. Again, this is assuming that pretty much rain stays fair with us as, again, this upcoming tournament. The second game of this tournament is getting ready to go, Norton versus Garnett. Of course, later on today on KNZA, we'll have Marysville taking on Hiawatha, roughly starting at about 9:30 p.m. So, again, last time through some totals here, Colby Post, 3-6-3, 12 runs, 10 hits, 2 errors, 7 left on base for second post, 21, 8 runs, 9 hits, 2 errors, and 8 left on base. A final shout-out to all of our sponsors here of the 2025 Legion baseball season. Shout-out to Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha, locally owned and operated for 118 years. Hiding Phoenix College, close to home, far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. Kirkwood & Company, restaurant and sports bar in Highland, open 7 days a week with great specials. C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabetha. C&K helping you get there safely. Time TS Trucking of Sabetha, offering great employment packages and options for truck drivers. And our final sponsor are McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca Player of the Game, which here we are giving here to Seneca Post 21. None other than to Evan Olberding. Again, you mentioned the couple of ribbies as well as the 2 runs he came through and scored. His great plays from the shortstop position and his 3 hits, the 2 doubles and the single. So our McDonald's and Hiawatha and Seneca Player of the Game going to Evan Olberding. So one more time, Seneca tomorrow at 8 a.m. they will play. We'll have that coverage. And Colby moves on to the winner side of the bracket. They will either play Iola or Smith County, depending on the winner of that game, while Seneca will play the loser. We'll have that updated on our website, on the msusports.net, later today. I'm Critter Prophet Justin Fluke, Kirk Kilman, back in studio. Be sure to recollect here with us on KNZA for our later game, Hiawatha against Marysville at 9:30 p.m. Thank you, everybody, here on a Friday.